participate in a Don and Mike Kill contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless, and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop the rock.
Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they mean.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, kids. Who's constantly being hit with friendly fire on this show?
Yeah.
It sounds like ads.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Harvey Joel Fisher and all the ships at sea. In case the breast painting gets out of control, they are prepared to perform a Chris mastectomy. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody.
God.
To the Don and Mike Show.
It's a Christmas fun.
You're something else.
Hey,
ho, ho, ho.
Hey, new episode on this Wednesday, December 5. And we love taking your telephone calls. Let's get the lines going now. Here are the phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., love you, 202-432-1067. That's your hotline. In New York, love you, too. Here's your number, 877-692-1027. There he is, everybody. Known, it's bowling night tonight. Known very affectionately as the weakest link. There he is, our friend, Guy Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
But for now, call me Van Gogh. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Van Gogh. What, yeah, you cut your ear off?
No, I'll be painting today.
Oh!
Well,
you might have cut off something.
Not yet.
Want to mention that tonight we do have hot gutter ball action. Come see our semi-pro bowling team. I guarantee we're going to win our second match in a row tonight.
Your guarantee.
Yeah. It's like Joe Namath time. Mm-hmm. We guarantee it. Rob, do you third that?
Sure.
How about you, Buzzy?
I guarantee it.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We're going to win our second in a row tonight.
Yes, we will.
Not on my gutter ball semi-pro bowling team. We will be at our unofficial home, the Annandale, Virginia AMF Lanes.
AMF!
And we're bowling a team that has the balls to have named themselves Just People.
Just People. We'll see how good they are.
They got it from the...
Just People!
They got it from that. So, tonight we're bowling. We'd love to see you. Come on out. Our unofficial home lanes, Annandale AMF gutter balls. Hot balls.
What time?
8 o'clock, Mike.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock start time. That's our lucky time.
That is our lucky time.
Now, girls, I want to tell you something. You hear that? You know what that means? It's the start of the holiday season here on the Don and Mike Show.
Isn't it a wonderful day?
And we are loaded. Well, we're loaded, but we've also loaded up with paints and supplies.
Well, and we should point out that every day during the Christmas season, we even at this early hour, we do the show loaded.
Yeah, we're loaded.
We're not?
Yeah. We have got paint supplies up the ass today. I mean, we've got latex, we have pastel paints, we have watercolors, we have finger painting kits, we have, of course, Buzz, we have brushes, we've got the gamut. And girls, here's the deal. Anytime between now and the end of the show, you come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters. We're here at WJFK, of course, at Main Street in Toothless Fairfax, Virginia. into the big CBS building. See the giant Dynamite statue right out front by the CBS sign.
You can't miss it.
And what it says out there is, Don and Mike, they're working here for 18 more months.
I knew something was coming. I just knew the way you were talking, something was coming right there.
The big giant, well, there's no statue, but there is a big CBS. You can't miss
they never gave us the statue. They always said they were going to give us the statue.
So the deal today is, girls, it's boobs for Benz. And, you know, we're giving away that Mercedes-Benz, the C230 compressor sports coupe from Simply Wireless and AT&T. We're giving it away next Friday during a key party. We're only giving away 29 keys. One of the keys will open the door and start the engine, and you'll drive away in this Mercedes just in time for the holidays.
Cool.
And, girls, here's all you got to do today is come by the Dynamite World Broadcast Headquarters, where there is no statue. Come by and paint your boobs. Make them look like Christmas ornaments.
Yeah, decorate them.
You can either paint them yourself before you get here. You can bring a friend. We'll put you back in the green room, the waiting room, the guest room. You can paint them back there.
I had a question about that.
Or you can paint them right here in the studio.
That's what I was going to ask. If you bring a friend by and you let us watch the painting process.
That would be up to each individual girl. Bring a friend.
Better.
Friend.
Right. Yeah, bring a friend. Come on by. And if you really, you just got a nice set, you know, you got some nice cans, and you don't have any paint or anything, and you don't have any friends who can come down with you and help out. Well, our friend Buzz Burbank has graciously offered his hands to paint your breasts.
Fantastic.
So the best breasticle painting today on the show will win the key for the Mercedes. We are going to put the pictures of the boobs on the WNEW.com website.
Excellent.
And give you guys a chance to vote via instant feedback also as to which pair of breasts you like the best.
Very good.
So, girls, what can I say? Not to sound desperate, but, you know, the show's been on the air 6 minutes, and where the hell are you?
Yeah, we've got the writer for the website. He's the only one that's out in the lobby right now. You see that guy?
How can that be?
Remember the guy that came in that we kicked out?
Yeah,
I know that's who it is. That's the writer for the website.
Has he painted anything?
I don't think he's painted anything.
God, I hope not.
If you ever go to DonAndMikeFans.com and... let me just say, you know, save your time. But if you ever happen to stumble on the unofficial website, they do a decent job of putting up photos and stuff of events that happen on the show.
Right.
They've got a guy who actually, I think in some bizarro parallel world, considers himself to be a journalist.
Right, exactly. I'm not sure where this came up. I don't know how it happened, but he's here, and he seemed to be here the last time there was... nudity.
Yeah, and he writes like an article, you know, it's written like a sixth grader would write, you know. The disc jockeys were bowled over by the beauty of the bounty of topless babe.
I never got a chance to ask Raymond if he brought him in. I'm not sure how he came to be.
I don't know. All I know is that we're here with all these paints, and we got the tarp set up, and we got the digital camera, and thus far, the only person that's here is the guy who writes stories for the website.
All I know is I have some amazing news for you.
So, girls, come on, be our friends.
Friend.
You got to come down. What is your amazing news, Mike?
Right on my way into work today, got a phone call from a certain apartment complex in New York City.
Oh,
and
no.
They told me I have been accepted.
Yeah!
It's done. They've got everything they need. All they need now is just for me to let them know when I'm moving in. I'm in. I told him I wouldn't do it next week. That's in deference to you.
Thanks.
I was actually going to buy an air mattress and just move in. You know, since I don't have any furniture or anything like that, I was just going to, you know, go in without, like, the water turned on or anything like that. And I was just going to hang out grungy and stuff like that. But I decided to wait till January, Don. But they told me today, you're in. And so I just, the reason I wanted to share that with you is because I know that I guess it would be customary for the tenants to get together and have some sort of church social welcoming me to the building, right?
Welcome.
That's what they did with you, right?
F you. F you. I said this before and I'll say it again. The 15 million people that live in that city, there are hundreds of thousands of apartments available, and out of all of the apartment buildings in New York, you had to pick the one that I live in.
You told me the other day that your windows, while they're like childproof and everything, you can open them just a little bitty crack. So I'm thinking that the first night I'm in there,
you know, I'll try to figure out, like, where you are, and then maybe out the window, I'll let down a note or something that says, hi, Don. Or maybe just go out the window and just go, Don, I'm here. I'm over here now.
You know what? Let's just live through this horror when it actually happens.
Well, I know that you've been very excited about me keeping you abreast of the situation.
I've been constantly peppering Mike with questions. Have you heard back from the board? Have you heard back from the Renters Association?
Right.
Have you been accepted into the building?
Yeah, and so they called me today, and I thought the news, the news is just minutes old. And I got it in my car on the way into work, and was sitting down in the park. It was actually a little late for work, if I can be late for work. I was late for work coming in here because I was talking to the person on the phone, and it was wonderfully exciting.
I'm
so
counting the days.
As soon as I get my date, I'll pass that along to you, and I'll give you the number that I'm in, and if there's a little something at my door, a little package or something, I'll know who it came from.
Well, listen, here's what you could probably expect from me.
Yes.
You'll hear the doorbell ring. Very
right.
It's more like a... You'll hear it, and you'll go outside, and there'll be a little bag that's on fire.
And I'll stomp it out. covering my feet with dog poo.
That's what you get expect from me. Oh,
right.
God damn.
Oh, look at this. It's a gift from Don. I better put that out.
Dog ass all over the place. All right, well, we'll deal with that when it happens. Okay, let me just say that. Welcome to the neighborhood. We'll deal with it as it happens.
I'll be coming by on next Tuesday, though, to finalize everything. Sign a few little last-minute documents.
That's fine. Just, let's maintain...
Yeah, I'll keep my distance. I know.
A bit of separation.
I know you gave me the rules, I'll live by them. Hard as it may be.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don.
I know we're going to get good material out of this on the show, but I really just think we should wait until it happens. Yeah. Just let it happen naturally.
Of course.
Why rush it? Let it happen.
Hey,
naturally.
Judge. You're like Rodney.
Hello.
Hey, Judge.
Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Hello.
Howdy from Texas.
Howdy.
This is El Rayo X.
This is what?
El Rayo X.
What is that? What significance is that? How are we supposed to react to that?
Well, I'm a big fan. I've been here in Austin for a long time. Listened to you when you were down here and then after you left. And I'm happy to call in and say you're now back on the air.
In Austin, Texas?
That's right.
Huh. Really? Once again, there's the Westwood One machine coming through for us. What is the radio station?
It's 1370, The Juice.
The Juice.
1370 AM.
The Juice. Listen, hey, we did have a following in Austin, Texas before they canned all the shows. And
yep.
They went to some stupid jazz format, right? All right, listen, thank you, my friend.
Great to be back on in Austin. Love the music down there.
Thank you. Hello, let's see. Aaron, you're on the air. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, guys. Oh, and hello, Buzz.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Listen, when I think of you guys living in the same apartment, I just got a question. Who's Ralph and who's Norton?
Well, now,
we don't live in the same apartment.
It's the same building. Mike will be six floors above me.
Well, that's what I meant. You know, he thinks he yelled at the fire escape, yelled to each other when they needed milk and stuff.
I think that really, I'll figure it out when I get in, when I move in, how long it would take me, really, if I had to get to your place.
I think it's more Mary and Rhoda than Ralph and Ed.
I think more Phyllis. Phyllis was upstairs.
Well, Phyllis is the landlord.
Yeah,
like,
you're,
but Phyllis was upstairs.
No, listen, that's the perfect one. I'm Mary and you're Phyllis.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Can I be Bess?
Phyllis was upstairs.
You're Phyllis.
Where was Rhoda? Was Rhoda on the same floor?
Rhoda was upstairs.
Oh, I thought
but Phyllis. Rhoda and Mary liked living next to each other.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it won't be like that.
No, there's antagonism.
I wouldn't come near him. I gotta be
Mary and you gotta be Phyllis.
I understand these things.
Upstairs with Lars.
Really, I will, if I see you or something like that, I know if you see me, you'll turn. But if I see you, I'll do my utmost. But you know what? Our hours are completely different. I mean, we are similar only in that we have to be in this particular space for this 4-hour time frame. Our schedules are infinitely, you are a up at 6 a.m., bed at 10 a.m. type of person, and I'm up, good 3-4 minutes before the show goes on the air. And then I'm up usually pretty much all night.
Yeah, and, you know, I show up to work a couple hours before the show. You show up 5 minutes before the show.
And I won't be, it's not as though I will be in that apartment building, you know. I mean, it's a lovely place. It's a great place. I think it's fantastic. But it's not where I choose to be when I'm in the Apple. No siree, Bob. I choose to be seeing the sights, going to the shows, enjoying the culture like yours.
Sure. Enjoy that NBC tour.
Yes, the NBC tour, the Christmas tree.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Unlike me, I like just barricading myself in there.
Yeah.
Gentlemen,
yeah,
we need to back up a bit.
Why?
You guys literally touch the lives of many people on a daily basis, and I just want to thank you for doing that for us. We definitely couldn't get through our day without you.
What, are you going to cry? What, are you going to cry or something here?
No, I see a shoe. I see a big shoe.
Hey, guys, you really do it.
I'm waiting for another shoe to drop here.
No. Take care. Love the show.
No shoe.
No.
Well, that's very nice.
Love. Yeah. Nothing but love. Hello, Steve, Don and Mike show. Hi, Steve.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, Steve.
How long have you guys been working together? About 15, 17 years?
As a matter of fact, tomorrow it will be 16 years together.
Wow.
I thought it was last week. No, someone actually looked it up. It's tomorrow.
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day.
Mm-hmm.
So 16 years together, and I'm sure that if I asked either one of you, there's not a single other person on the face of the earth that any of you would rather work with than each other. Is that right?
Absolutely.
That's true.
So I think that Don, you're full of hot air in telling us that you can't stand the fact that Mike is now only, what, six floors above you?
No.
Because you guys get along so famously that I think that behind the scenes and off the radio, you'd rather hang out with nobody than Mike O'Mara.
Now, let's be honest here. Come on. And then let's really be honest here. Okay, we're both that way. Okay, we're both that way. We're going to, if we see each other in the hallway, we'll go in the separate directions. Do we go out to dinner and have a good time?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do we do it infrequently? Absolutely.
You know, this guy, though, actually said something truthful without realizing it.
Yeah, right.
He said he would rather hang out with no one than Mike O'Mara, and that's true.
Given the option of no one
versus Mike O'Mara.
That's right, because truly, I like being by myself.
And you know, that is the way it is. We get along very well. I don't think you can work 16 years without getting along. I also don't think you can work 16 years if you are similar people.
I really do
believe that.
I would really say to you, with no BS, I don't want to sound like a faggot here, but I think, you know,
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
We are best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason we are best friends is because we can come in every day.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this job together. We fight the good fight together.
Right, exactly.
When we travel, we do socialize. Mm-hmm. But I think that we get enough of each other every day.
Oh, absolutely.
Doing this show that, I mean, really to spend more time with you than the 20 some hours a week I spend with you already would drive me crazy.
Would be insane.
And I'm sure
you
feel the same about me.
And let's be honest, I know Don knows why I picked this apartment.
To piss me off.
No, you know, because it speaks to my general work ethic. You know,
yeah, because
Don had done the groundwork and had been all over the city to find really the best value and you know, so like when I saw it, and you, I think unwittingly, were talking about how pleased you were with the way everything had gone, and the whole time as I really, you know, months ago wasn't even thinking about this, and then as time went on, you know, we're up there so often, you want to be part of the city, and then I just went in there because I mean it was just like everything had really been done already, and I knew it was a decent place to hang my hat, and that was it. But we will run in opposite directions if we see each other.
Yeah, but there will be some good stuff on the show, because I'm sure there will be some times when the
Pigeon Sisters come up.
when the Cunny Train rolls in. That's when Mike and I will seek out each other's company.
Of course.
When our wives get together, that is when you will see us come together as one.
Right.
A united front.
But it'll be, and one thing I've always learned about spending social time with you is I know that as soon as you socialize with Don, at least normal people that do. I mean, there are other people that, that you spend, like the Brits or something. It's a different rule. But the rules for people that are coworkers are the egg timer is on when the socializing begins.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a dick. If you come over, I'll say to you, hi, listen, come in and have a great time. You're going to be out at 11 o'clock.
Right, exactly.
And I'll just set the parameters when people come over.
We understand that.
And 11, well, and Buzz is beautiful with that rule.
I try.
Buzz is beautiful. Buzz is always on time. Buzz always asks me before he's going to get together.
Right.
He always says, how long do you think this is going to last?
Yeah, when do you need me out?
Yeah, when do you want me to go?
Yeah, right.
I got no problem
cool
with
that.
You know, Buzz, come over at about 8:30. Frankly, I'd like everybody gone by midnight.
Done. Now, Rob can stay longer because Rob has an ability to... Rob basically is the jester. He can amuse you.
And
frankly, you know, let's be honest, when I'm sitting here in the show, once that's over, you know, I like to have fun, but my entertainment... That's when it stops. Rob's technically begins when the show is over.
I mean, that's why I went on vacation with the guy.
Right. I mean, he is a, you know, to the point where sometimes it's a little, coming back from bowling the other night at midnight, when the Rob show was just relentless, and Rob just entertains. Whether you want him to or not, he'll entertain.
I'd say on the show, really, you're my best friend, but Rob's my best buddy. There's a difference there, and that's not a slight to you. And
I understand
not
that.
To,
I could never, you know, I mean, that Rob does what Rob does, and, you know, and no one, I don't think on the planet, is capable of doing that.
Guilty of providing joy. Guilty.
Rob is our jester. Rob provides everybody with great joy, and the show really begins in earnest when the red light goes off.
Now, Rob, you know, I'd love you to move in the building.
Mm-hmm.
That would be grand fun.
Absolutely.
That would absolutely be grand fun.
Yeah, but, you know, but... that could be disastrous,
he said you'd be dead in 2 weeks if that happened.
I think so. Yeah, it'd be a great way to go out, though.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Rob, you and Buzz ought to move into the building.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
let's not get crazy.
Right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Oh, I'm kidding. Steve, thank you, my friend. I'm kidding.
Of course.
No, I'm kidding. As a matter of fact, you know, I've known Buzz longer than I've known any of you guys.
Right.
And Buzz and I, when is that deal? In May, Buzz?
Yeah, May 4th.
In May, Buzz and I are going back to Chicago, where we're going to have the 20-year reunion of B96.
Well, that sounds to me like it's going to be quite a weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, they were sending around emails to all of the disc jockeys and people who had worked there, saying that we think we're going to need like 28 hotel rooms for this, because a lot of the staff is coming together. This is one of the big top 40 stations in the 80s.
Got to be a blast.
And somebody sent an email around saying, being as it's all the people who worked at B96, we only need one hotel room.
That's right.
That all 28 of us could spend the night in the same room together.
We were close-knit.
We were very close.
I will look forward to that recap with bated breath.
Because, you know, there were times there, like on a Friday night, man, 5 o'clock would come, and I swear to God, the program director had a disco ball in his office. A disco ball and a refrigerator. 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon, he would get the music going. People are smoking. I mean, people are smoking stuff besides cigarettes and cigars.
It was the 80s.
We were drinking. People were dancing. People are making out.
Sure.
It was a regular thing.
Beat Wava as far as its intensity?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I mean, the most partying radio station.
That's incredible.
In the history of America. And if the people at CBS ever knew, because it was right down there in the Channel 2 building, the WBBM building.
Right.
If they ever knew some of the stuff that went on the hallway, just like 5 steps away from the Channel 2 newsroom, they would have been blown away.
Yeah.
That station should have been called Bong 96. That's what the B stood for.
Wow.
God damn.
Those were party days.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, listen, a girl is here. We're going to start the contest.
Very good.
One girl's here already. Hi, Don and Mike.
I just wanted to let you all know that I think your anniversary is December 9th. Because if it was December 6th, you would have started on a Friday.
Well, I think they did actually put us together on a Friday.
Oh, did
we start on a Friday? I thought we did.
I think so.
But, you know, this reminds me, we have another big day coming up. Where are we on December 13th?
Oh, that's Charlie Stewank Stabilak's birthday.
62, I believe.
We're going to be up in New
guys.
York.
Love you,
guys. You're right. It's 1940.
Thank you.
So he'll be 61.
61.
I'll have to check my palm, but I think he's 61.
61. He looks like an East Ferry child.
Like a kid.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. I'm trying to come down for the contest this afternoon, but I probably wouldn't be able to get down there until like 1 o'clock. I was wondering if that would be too late.
No, absolutely not.
Not at all. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Our doors are open all day.
Okay. I'm on my way.
Come on down. Yeah. Boobs for Ben.
There you go. We already have a lady waiting to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, one girl is there already. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Get to her in a second. Hi there.
Hey, I just want to say you guys kick ass. This is Tony in San Francisco.
Hello, Tony.
Just listening to the local morning show coming in, and they were talking about a really bad interview they had with Leah Remini, and someone called up and defended you guys. They said, hey, I listened to this show in the afternoon, the Don and Mike Show, and she is a sweetheart. One of the best people I ever heard on the radio.
They probably had difficulty dealing with her abrupt nature.
Yeah, and it was very early.
She's not good early in the morning.
Not at all.
Yeah, I can imagine. How did you hear the interview? How did it go? Did she like call them dicks or something?
No, they were just talking about the interview that they had. In fact, the guy said that that she was on your show. And was saying that was the worst interview that she has ever done on the radio.
You know, they had the repeat. They did the rerun of the one where she gets the eye surgery.
Yeah.
And that, I think of all the episodes this year, that's the one that shows a little slice of the real Leah. You know, when she's furious at Kevin James.
Very, very bitchy.
Funny. Yeah, very bitchy.
We love Leah, though. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, Sean.
Gentlemen.
Listen, here's a guy who tonight is going to be part of sports history.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a member of the team that loses the second match in a row.
Amen.
To the Donovan Gutterballs. This is Sean from the bowling team, Just People. Just People.
Gentlemen and ladies, Buzz included, of course.
Thank you.
Yes.
Only 9 hours until the Gutterballs one-game winning streak comes to an end. What do you think?
I think you're being a little too cocky, my friend.
And you're wrong.
I like this, though. This is trash talking. This is good. This is motivational.
Oh, it is.
Talking a big game.
Now, what are you planning on doing? Are you bringing anything special? You have any uniforms? You have any cheering section? What are you bringing to the table with the Just People team?
We got some hotties. Distract you.
Really?
To distract us. Well, please.
Or inspire us.
Listen, we have Lisa around, so don't worry about that. We're plenty inspired.
Hey. Absolutely. We have the finest bowling shirts that paper can produce.
I'm sure she'll be inspired by them, too.
Now, listen, here's the deal. You know, if we beat you in the first two games, that's it. If somehow, by a miracle of God, you win one of the first two games,
mm-hmm.
then we split those and we play a third to decide the rubber match, if you will.
And if the absolute unthinkable happens, where you beat us in two games, we run out of the bowling alley crying. We throw our balls down.
Oh, and Mike doesn't mean our bowling balls.
That's right, our other balls.
Oh, and Lisa's just sent me an IM that her hot sister Candy, Kathy's coming down.
Hey!
Oh,
excellent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, because you got the trio of hot Lisa sisters.
Yeah.
You got Lisa, then you got Dee Dee, who just had the baby, and I imagine that the booby fairies come to visit her.
Of course.
I can only imagine how great that is.
Right.
And then there's Kathy. And, even Lisa's mom. I mean, hell, I would do Lisa's mom.
Oh, sure.
She's a MILF. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, Lisa comes from a very nice gene pool.
The Lisa sisters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you tonight.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you tonight. Now, listen, here's what we got on the agenda. We got a girl out there, and I think that we probably should break, right, before we bring her in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then here's what we can do. I had promised you a story today about something else that happened from my past.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rob reminded me a week ago that I would tell you a story about my brother and I and a pack of matches.
Right. Some horrible story.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my brother on the phone, but it's turned on again.
Mm-hmm.
But shocker, he's not there. We also have the Craig Wilson column today from USA Today.
You'll love it.
Which is pretty goddamn. Damn
sure.
Once again,
it just speaks for itself.
And I got a copy. I love these radio magazine things. I got this magazine called Talkers Magazine.
Mm-hmm. Talkers!
Just think about talk radio.
Right.
And I wanted to share with you, for disc jockeys who can't come up with stuff on their show,
right.
They have the Talkers Top 10, meaning you have the top 10 categories of topics for your show,
mm-hmm.
the top 10 stories, the top 10 people to talk about, and the top 10 water cooler topic.
Hey, the water cooler. What's going on around the water cooler?
Things that your audience is talking about. And there was an article in here that I wanted to read you just to show you what a bunch of scumbags radio guys are. There's a guy named Tom Zarecki, who works for RCS in New York, Marketing and Public Relations. And the title of his article is Welcome to Your New 12-plus Audience. And what that means is the way they do the ratings is 12-plus is everybody, you know, from the womb to the tomb.
So this is how to talk to the kids?
No. This is how to talk to
Your entire...
All the audience. Oh,
okay. And if you read into it, what the guy says is, and here, right here, it's highlighted, September 11th gave you a new 12-plus audience. How do you keep them? In other words, what the guy is saying is that a lot of people tune into radio on September 11th, a lot of people from all different demographic groups, and what this guy has written is a giant story that basically tells radio guys how to exploit the events of September 11th, and if people happen to turn to your station for coverage on September 11th,
how to hold on to them?
What you can do, yeah, to keep them sucked in, and it's ridiculous. The article is so awful. I mean, it's so crass to think that, yes, that, you know, okay, maybe some radio stations did get a boost with the World Trade Center thing. But now this guy is saying, okay, so you got these new listeners. How do you keep them sucked in? And what he's done is he's come up with 7, 8, 9, 10 ideas of how you can remind your listeners about September 11th.
Oh, my God.
And what you can do.
Oh, that's great. It's sort of, it's this naked, horrible exploitation of the tragedy.
Let me see. For instance, increased awareness of the immediacy and availability of radio. The tragedy of September 11th taught Americans that though they thought they got their news from magazines and newspapers, radio is everywhere. Now is the time for stations to remind listeners that they were there on September 11th.
Oh, my God.
Now is the time for stations to resurrect promos.
What a jag.
About how many radios are in the average house, how many hours per day the average person hears radio, about how your station can promote important and relevant radio, and how it's truly needed in today's troubled world.
Oh, my God.
Do you believe this?
Yeah, this is, you know, the thing is, I hear those words, and I hear that on radio stations around town. I hear them, you know, doing that, and I've always
here's,
been...
Here's another one. I mean, once I get on this, I swear to God I can't get off it, because it's everything is phony with radio. For music stations are adding cume-protecting liners. And again, a cume is... the people who don't listen a lot, but they'll just flip by, you know, if you're one of the presets on your car. Let me see. Adding liners that keep the music playing. Stations that are not adding additional news updates should be adding liners such as, behind the scenes in the Rock 101 newsroom, we're keeping a 24-hour watch on news around the world for you. And when there's a new development, we'll stop the music to tell you instantly. That means with Rock 101, you're always up to date when terrorism strikes.
Oh, my God. So blatantly put it in there.
Let me see.
Playing on people's... you got to play on people's fears.
That's a good idea for them, he writes, in an attempt to keep awareness high and reminds listeners to keep from tuning your station out. Reminds me of the old Top 40 newscast closings when they used to say, when news breaks out, we'll break in. let me see.
God, radio.
News breaks in, we'll break
these
out.
These guys, these self-congratulatory guys that pat themselves on the back for
let me see. Okay. All right. Of course, your brothers and sisters. Now, this is a talk radio column. And he writes, it starts off, September 11th gave you a new giant audience. What will you do to keep them? What are music stations doing to keep their listeners from tuning to you? Of course, your brothers and sisters at music stations are not going to let you keep those large numbers that you received after the terrorist attacks without trying to keep their own listeners satisfied. Most music stations are not just going to let listeners tune out without at least trying to keep them. What are they doing? So then he writes that music stations are adding news updates. Music stations are adding relevant promotions. And again, he's writing, you know, that all of this, a way of exploiting your audience based on September 11th, that it's good to get donation drives, various local disaster relief angles, to keep your existing listeners feeling like their station is in touch with the current mood of caring and awareness.
That's the angle.
What should you do? Keep local angles relevant. If you're a national show, keep rotating a wide variety of topics and ideas from places in America rather than just generic topics.
Yeah, so what he is, to make a long story short, is how to exploit the tragedy for your radio station.
Right.
Which just
sticks with me the wrong way.
And it's typical.
Let me see. Then radio is ripe and ready for a new spring of community spirit that your station can benefit from. You can hear it poking out of the ground at some stations already.
Yeah, yeah. Not what you can really do to help
what
or
a
anything
dickhead.
Like that. You know,
what a dickhead.
God.
You know, yeah, you're absolutely right. Not what you can do to help, but what you can do to keep this whole thing moving,
you know,
for you to remind people.
We bitch a lot about being here, but I'll tell you, one of the nicest things about here is that they let us do our thing. They really did. You know what I mean? We didn't have to worry about any weasels coming down here with that kind of garbage, and they just let us do what we really wanted to do, was get back to what we'd done forever. That's what you do.
Right? You want to just say, I know we got a break, but I could do this in real fast, Rob. Let's see what we've covered in their top 10 water cooler topics.
Right. Okay.
That good disc jockeys should be talking about on their show.
Very good.
Let me see. Number 10, elections. I don't think we've covered.
No. After it was over. But how old is this?
This is the current issue, December.
Elections?
Let me see. Health.
No. Except our own failing.
Yes.
That doesn't count.
We've discussed erections, but not elections.
Yeah.
Personal relations.
Oh, yeah, we've covered that.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right. That's down one.
Have we ever?
Harry Potter mania.
We have. We've covered that.
Okay.
We've covered that thoroughly.
NFL, MLB, NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, we covered that.
We cover sports.
Oh, okay.
We like sports.
Here's a good generic one. Holidays.
Sure.
Yeah, but
it's
not
Thanksgiving.
We started today with the boob thing, but before that we've really dropped the ball.
We had our turkey fisting content whole hog on the holidays yet.
All right.
Airline safety and travel.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, but have we really covered it though?
No.
Stock market / money.
Nope.
Money.
No.
Anthrax attack.
You bet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're scared.
And the number one water cooler topic is the war. And
I guess.
So we got
what did we blow? What did we not do?
We didn't do stock market and money, airline safety and travel, not enough with the holidays,
mm-hmm.
not enough on health, and not enough on elections.
Yeah, it's time to get us a new water cooler.
Yes, so.
Absolutely. We got to do our job.
And the people we should be talking about, Osama, of course, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Bush, number two. Then Ashcroft, Rumsfeld, Saddam, Arafat, Vladimir Putin, Giuliani, J.K. Rowling.
Right.
The douchebag who writes the Harry Potter.
Right. Did you say Vladimir Putin?
Vladimir
the Impaler.
And finally, Bill O'Reilly.
So you like that guy?
Yeah, I do. But
you talked about him. You get a gold star for that one.
Hello there, Nestor, Don and Mike Show. Hi, Nestor. Oh, Chris, we got a break.
Good day to you, gentlemen. How are you?
Nestor, good day to you, my friend.
How are you, Ted?
Okay.
Good, good. Listen, you can talk about three things. You could talk about Jack Diamond and his four wives. That's one thing.
That's personal relationships. We've covered
right.
that.
Okay.
There you go. You can talk about Rummy all the time. And,
right.
and Smart Nick. And you can also talk about all the DAs that call all the time.
We've covered all those subjects.
All right. Yeah. Thank
you. All right, guys. Take care. Have a good day.
I think we're set.
All right, Nestor. In the world of Talkers Magazine, we're doing okay then.
And I think we get credit for creating a new term for dumb guys, DAs.
DAs.
Absolutely.
Let's clear the lines. Robbie, get the girl ready.
Let's
go with the girl next, right out of the chute. Yeah. A hot girl getting her boobs painted here on the show. Boobs for Ben's now, though. Call her 100 times. 877-365-3636. DC 202-432-1067. In New York, 877-692-1027. Please dial recklessly. 100th caller will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the f*** I please.
Smells like dog food. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, the girls. Notice a plural of that. Girls.
Excellent.
The girls are here. We will bring them in a second.
Hey.
I almost forgot to also mention today on the show, if we got time, we've got the stupid Billboard Music Awards last night.
Oh, man, I couldn't watch it.
But it's always fun to listen to stupid rock stars giving acceptance speeches for worthless awards.
Yeah, and that is definitely one of the all-time worthless award shows.
And Robbie, I did get a good instant feedback saying that Matthew McConaughey was... it was impossible to identify what he was saying last night.
Not what I wrote. Where is it?
Matthew McConaughey fails to make any sense.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah, so if we have a...
Hello, Ellie.
Hi,
Ellie.
It's always fun just to hear these rock stars, and maybe we can bet on how many of them will praise Allah and praise God.
Right.
And all of the record executives that they name. I think we've got... Shaggy won an award?
Yeah, Artist of the Year.
Artist of the Year, Shaggy?
Shaggy.
He had 3 hit records last year.
You're kidding me?
Bowie!
And then you got Lil Romeo. You got Godsmack. I bet that's a good one. Let me see. Then we have Linkin Park.
It's funny when Lil Romeo got up there because he's like 11 years old.
I like watching that, no doubt, though.
Oh, yeah.
I do enjoy watching her dance.
She's not a bad-looking lady.
Not at all, or so.
Destiny's Child. So when we get a chance to listen to all that, but someone sent an instant feedback saying, did you catch Matthew McConaughey? And the answer is no, I didn't watch it, but I do have the videotape, and we'll get to that on today's show as well. Tomorrow, we're going to have Trish Stratus here. She's a female WWF-er.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, she's and apparently hotter than the last female.
I like that, WWF-er. That's fantastic.
Hotter than the last one, the Keebler girl, Stacey Keebler.
Is she going to be coming into the studio?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
And she's hotter than Stacey Keebler. So she's going to be coming by. Also tomorrow, now the name I'm sure means nothing to you, Alex Terrell. This guy had one of the most popular segments we ever did on the show. He wrote a book called How to Get Out of a Speeding Ticket.
Oh, man, it was fascinating.
And it's a book that my wife could use. And the guy has now written a sequel with more ways to get out of speeding tickets.
Very exciting.
So he's coming on the show as well tomorrow. But I'm getting ahead of myself because that's tomorrow's show.
Wonderful.
We've still got all of today to get to. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops, what am I doing here? Hello, Don and Mike.
Call 100.
Yeah, right. Hi, what's your name?
Nick.
Nick, where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Nick, call 100, and you've got WWF Vengeance prize pack in your home this Sunday night at 8 p.m.
Cool.
Enjoy the WWF, courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable. Call your Comcast or Cox Cable system now.
That's easy for you to say.
To order WWF Vengeance on pay-per-view. Hey, Nick, enjoy it, and thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second. All right, well, I think we're ready to officially begin. Let's bring in, now the first girl, I think, is already painted.
Mm-hmm.
The first girl who's going to be presenting her boobs for the Benz is already painted.
Very, very exciting. I've been looking forward to it. I think everybody in the building has been looking forward to this.
And girls, you know how this goes. You paint your breasts to make them look like Christmas ornaments.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is put the pictures just of the boobs up on the WNEW.com and also on DonnaMikeFans.com.
Wonderful.
And you, the home listener, will have a chance to vote as well on who you think has the... and again, it's not the best looking breast.
It's the best overall presentation.
Yes, the best breast that's been painted to look like a Christmas
ornament. That's what we get excited about.
And here comes...
The presentation of everything. Hello there.
It was our first contestant. Wow.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. You guys have really understated the glamour of the lobby out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
It's like a crack house out there, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Isn't gray pretty?
You know what I'm finding? What was that?
I said, isn't gray pretty?
There we go.
What is your name, honey?
My name's Kelly.
Kelly, where are you from?
I'm from Percival.
Now, I'm looking at Kelly's breasts, and I can already see evidence of painting. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's also very cold in here.
That may actually help my painting.
Ah, that's wonderful.
It may. So you've already painted these?
I didn't realize it was an option to be painted here.
No, you
couldn't. Oh, bummer. Oh. So you would have gotten painted here, huh?
Enhanced, if you think they're not more, enough.
You need a touch-up.
Did you do the painting yourself, or did you have somebody paint you?
In a mirror. It's not easy.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, if you need a touch-up, Buzz is willing to help out.
Hi,
Kelly. Why don't you go ahead and...
Ready?
Yeah, just...
We're ready.
I haven't checked them out to see if the paint really...
very first
long ride.
Holiday boobtacular. Here we go.
Here we go. This
wow.
is boobs for Ben's.
Oh, look, there's Santa Claus and a snowman.
Now that is very nicely done.
A good paint job.
What she did was
he's not lying. It's cold in here.
You know, you take the first look and you just you're overwhelmed, and then you look at the detail that is just amazing.
Let me just explain here. On the left breasticle, the nipple is Santa's nose.
Oh, that is fantastic.
And what she's done is she's painted the beard and the hat on top of it. And on the other one, where the right nipple, it's like the snowman's...
You know, that is really talented that you did that in a mirror. I am amazed at the detail that you were able to achieve.
She has a string of lights going across the
May I see the snowman, please? There we go.
Snowman's happy.
He's very happy.
Very artistic. That's fantastic.
How big are those, really?
C-plus.
Mm-hmm. C-plus. And they're real?
Half of them
are real. Okay. Well, whatever.
That's fantastic.
Now, listen, this girl really, and the best thing is when you see this picture, you're going to die because...
This is really, I know it's the very first contestant, but... Right away, right to the top of the class.
The one that has Santa Claus, the nipple is Santa's nose, right in the middle of his face.
That's tremendous. We talked about overall presentation. That is the creativity that we've been looking
at. And again,
for.
The girls are going to be playing for a key that could win the Mercedes-Benz next Friday. Yeah. I bet you'd love that, wouldn't you?
I'd love that.
You would love that. If you wouldn't mind turning around and letting us take a picture. No faces. That's the rule the lawyers have said.
Yeah, that's right. No faces. No faces. Problem.
Although I'll tell you, she's a very, very cute girl. Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Very cute.
Our first contestant is just fantastic.
This is too funny.
The Santa is fracturingly funny.
Because you got Santa on one boob, and you've got Frosty the Snowman on the other boob, and you got a light of Christmas, string of Christmas lights.
Right.
And she's done a really great job. Yeah, do that thing where you push them together.
That'll give Santa a little more personality.
Do that thing with your hands where you push them together like that. There you go.
Wow. All right.
Here's beautiful. The picture.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Let's give her a nice round of applause.
Yes. Fantastic.
Good job.
Very nice.
What Raymond is doing is letting the young lady approve the photo that will be shown to the world.
And again, you guys will be able to vote for this on the web. Your vote will count.
I'm in the Christmas spirit already. I'll tell you right now.
What you're going to have to do. Hey, Raymond, how fast can we get these up on either WNEW.com or DonnaMikeFans.com?
We will have these up. For each break set, I will have whatever went on that break will be up after the end of that break.
Okay, so immediately.
Wow.
And I guess what we'll do is we'll have to use the instant feedback on WNEW.com where you can, you might have to go around. Well, what, Raymond?
We also have a poll that we've established that you can use from DonnaMikeFans.com.
Oh, well. Just keep it. It's your one-stop shop today.
Very good.
You can go right to DonnaMikeFans.com, see the girls immediately after they've been on the show, and then vote. And you out there, the radio consumer, your vote will actually count. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you, guys.
Boy, I tell you, you're the leader so far. Good luck. Good
beautiful job. Knockers.
Thank you for playing. Merry Christmas.
A wonderful job of...
That
was a self-painting job.
Wow. How did she do that? I mean, she must have spent a long time. I would have loved to watch the process.
I think we're going to have the chance with our next girl.
Very good.
Because the next girl, who, as I recall, has been on the show before.
Uh-huh.
One of our very, very favorite lesbians, I think, has a nice rack, is coming in. And I believe that Buzz is going to be painting her.
Buzz will be doing the duty?
Mm-hmm. Jen, I believe.
Is that who it is? The girl who was outside with us, Buzz?
That's Jen, yes. Yeah. We've seen her before.
Yeah, bring Jen in.
Very good.
Jen.
She got a nice set.
Excellent.
She has one boob already painted.
Oh,
the other boob is ready for Buzz to paint.
So she's got one free canvas.
Yes.
For Buzz Burbank.
I'll finish her off.
So, Buzz, come on in.
Buzz.
Leave your airtight cubicle. Leave your Osama bin Laden-like cave.
Buzz, we have a variety of paint supplies in here for you.
Oh, and hold on. We got a good question here, I think. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, Matt.
Don and Mike, what about giving her a chance to get some bonus points by showing you her Christmas wreath?
Yes.
Ah, we forgot that. Yes.
At least if you would like to ask the girl out in the lobby if she would like to have bonus points
for showing the wreath. Now, I'll tell you, I don't think we can show the wreath on the website, though. I don't think the lawyers will allow that.
Yeah, that won't be seen on the website.
But,
he hung up. That news, he's gone.
But either way, we'll
like the wind.
We'll let you know.
And now we have our next contestant who is in here.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, Don?
Hey, who's this?
Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
I want to know if your antler was growing.
Well, you know, the only reason I didn't say anything is because it upsets Mike so.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate
that. But, yes, I did want to say, hey, Rob.
Yeah, feel this.
Come over here and feel this.
My God, I
Again,
hate
that. Again, that's the difference between a best friend and a best buddy.
Yeah, no, best buddy.
No difference.
Hey, no, I'll accept that, Rob.
And one more thing, guys.
Yeah.
You know, Jay Leno ripped off one of your jokes.
Really?
What's that?
Yeah, it was written up in the TV Guide when I guess he told a joke and it bombed. And then he said, oh, if you don't laugh at the joke, the terrorists win.
Okay. Jay Leno is always ripping us off. Thank you, my friend.
Constantly.
Yes. Okay. Robbie, just keep an eye out on my Yule log.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, keep an eye peeled.
Yeah.
Joining us now is Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Who's been on the show many times. Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great. Jen is of the lesbian lifestyle.
Hard to forget Jen's breasts.
She has just spectacular breasts.
I believe it was one strip trivia where you shared those breasts with us, correct? Yes, absolutely.
And Jen, you've painted one and you're going to let Buzz paint the other?
That's right.
Beautiful. Okay, well, if you wouldn't mind taking your shirt off.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see the one she's painted. Oh, another Santa. Hey!
Look at this.
Great ideas come in pairs.
This is the second girl who has painted Santa on one of her boobs, and the nipple is Santa's nose.
Incredible.
And look at this now. Look at the detail down by the belly button, Mike.
Wow.
Where you have the, what is that?
I can't shave. It's mistletoe.
Mistletoe.
Wow, look at that. That's fantastic.
Mistletoe right by... And what?
I couldn't shave a wreath, so
she couldn't shave, so she gave us the mistletoe over the navel.
But the...
Right above the wreath, this is true.
So if we all were really to follow tradition...
Yes, that...
Or maybe you just like Lisa to follow the tradition.
Now, Jen, are you going to direct Buzz as to what you want him to paint, or are you going to let him... you know, because let me tell you, Buzz takes direction very well. All right, now they're commiserating. What are you saying to each other? What are you doing?
What do you think, Judge?
She's decided to let me take charge of the design.
Okay, very good.
I'm going to select a design and try to execute it.
So this is going to be a Buzz Burbank endeavor here.
All right. Hey, Mike, would you move Mike 3 over
yes,
there?
Yes, absolutely.
By Jen. And Buzz, you got to swing Mike number 4 over by you.
Very good.
And I think we need Raymond in here. Raymond, you here with your picture? Why don't you take a before picture? Jen, would you mind standing up for the before picture of how you came in?
Buzz, will it be easier for you if Jen stands up during the whole time, or...
I think so.
Okay, all right. Jen, is that okay with you?
Jen pulls down her pants. She has also painted very close to her wreath, ho, ho, ho.
Right, Jen's going the extra mile. Pretty incredible.
Wow.
Now, Buzz is already doing some color mixing, and he's got a flesh tone going, which I'm not sure what he's going
for.
All right,
so Jen will have the option of having two photos up.
Hopefully this will be red. We'll try these paints.
The one that was done by herself, and then we'll also get the after photo.
Buzz is on his knees right now getting ready to paint.
And Buzz, you going to be using a brush?
Yes, I am.
He won't be using the finger paints this time.
And what are you thinking about painting there, Buzz?
Well, I was thinking about like a Christmas ornament, since that's what we talked about. I'll give her an ornament to accompany her Santa Claus.
Very good. Okay.
All right, well, get to it, Buzz.
Get to it, Buzz.
All right.
Get to us. And Jen, let us know how Buzz's gentle touch is.
All right.
There's Buzz.
There beginning to paint.
Again, contestant one has her wreath waiting with that.
For what?
Her wreath.
Oh.
Sorry, forgive me. So would you like an hour?
Yeah, come on, bring her back.
All right, very good.
What the hell? Hey, happy holidays, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
Switch to something else.
All right. Now speak into the microphone, please, so we can hear you. What was that?
She has a bigger Santa.
But they're both wonderful Santas.
They're both great.
All right, now you've come in to show us your Christmas wreath.
Well, it's not really wreath shaped.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, but let's see.
All right, we'll be the judges.
Let's see. This is just for bonus.
That's fine.
Oh, a landing strip for Santa to land the sleigh.
I just want to say that counts extra points
extra
for the judges.
Credit. Yeah, I mean, a strong first contestant.
Absolutely extra credit. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's good. That's contestant. What was contestant number one's name again? I want to keep
it. Is it? Mr.
Kelly?
Kelly.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yuck.
Hey, I just said, hey, Rob.
I know. I know. You were looking at something.
Hey, Rob.
There you go, your best buddy.
Come here, buddy.
Come down and feel this.
No.
All right, now, Buzz has done the outline in what appears to be a mixture of blue and, what is that, like sparkly stuff, Buzz? What are you doing?
It's red, but we're having to try different kinds of paints here because not all of them are sticking. This may require a second coat. All right, let me see what we've got here.
All right, we seem to have the same kind of paints.
The same kind of paints here. These are Day Glow, they look like.
Yeah, maybe you should use a different paint, Buzz. We got like 1,000 different varieties of paint.
No, we really don't, Don. We've got double sets of the same paint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jen, do you have any thoughts on this? I mean, you could self-apply as well if you like.
Sure.
No, I think this is...
Buzz is going for the blue ornament, I believe. Would that be the blue Christmas ball that you're going for, Buzz?
Yes, a blue ball.
A blue ball.
And Buzz, you know what I think you may have to do?
Right.
I think that you may have to actually blow on the paint to make sure it's dry.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
Right, very good.
And I think you should.
Oh, you know what he's got now? This is going to help. He's got a wider brush.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Now you're doing it.
Lovely job.
The microphone's both as close as possible, because, Buzz, I think you're going to have to blow on that.
I think you're right. Now, this is a blue ornament. Are you going to be adding anything to the blue ornament, Buzz?
Oh, yes, absolutely. This will be a festive ornament.
Look at Buzz. Buzz on his knees, painting Jen's boob.
My God, he does these jobs with such vigor.
He does.
And he maintains his rock-solid 25-year marriage.
He does indeed. And his hands are extremely steady for a man of 78.
You know, his hands are definitely much steadier than when we play poker.
Yeah, yeah.
When we play poker and
he shuffles the deck and the cards just fly all over the room.
Buzzing like Michael J. Fox hopping around. His hands are so shaky when we play poker.
But look at him right now. Buzz, do you have any experience painting besides the latex and what you're doing right now?
No, nothing on canvas, just humans.
Just
body painting.
Hello, Kyle, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey, Kyle, you there, buddy?
Don and Mike, what's up, bro?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you guys have any chocolate Santa's helpers coming in today?
I know that we had some people that called.
Yeah, I think we got a couple of sisters coming in today.
Dude, you
got
to have the sisters.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, we're open to any girl.
All right, later, bro.
All right, my friend. All right, well, you know, there's a guy who enjoys hot chocolate.
Thank you, Kyle.
Oh, and here, do we have an extra microphone now? Beautiful. Who's that one? That's for, for the actual...
Blowing.
The sound of Buzz blowing. Oh, Mike, hold on. I just really like that. The sound of Buzz actually blowing on Jen's breast.
I'm sorry. I was just, that's, you know, it's theater cool. Of the mind.
Here we go.
The sound of Buzz blowing on her breast. Old man winner. Burbank.
All right, now, Buzz, keep in mind we do have a time constraint.
All right. Well, I'm enjoying my work.
I understand that, and
I am too.
You're sweating the details.
Now, Jen, are you enjoying this? I mean,
very much so.
Being a lesbian, can you be turned on by a man?
Completely. It's a very soft touch.
Ah, oh. Yes, sir. We've been informed part. Women from all lifestyles are attracted to Buzz.
Now, Buzz is doing the nipple area.
There we go. Fantastic.
Oh, and gonna help.
And he's blowing on it.
He's blowing on it, but the hand is not steady. But, you know, it's steadier than our hands would be.
He is.
You and I would be far too rough.
He is taking an inordinate amount of time.
He is indeed.
A lot. On that. You did a nice job with that, Buzz. You gave her a nice green...
We're going with the fluorescent pink Day Glow color now. What's he going to do with this?
Oh, look at
that. Oh, Buzz.
Buzz. Now, Buzz.
Lovely Buzz.
Yeah.
Lovely Buzz.
Yeah. It's got to be wrong.
We're going to the carnival.
Oh, yes.
Buzz Burbank.
This is a Charlie ornament.
Santa's laughing now.
You're doing a good
Santa
job.
Santa Lefty is laughing right now.
Like a bowl full of jelly.
Oh, oh, oh.
All right, Buzz, you finish up the top part there.
All right.
And you got a blow on it.
Finishing touches here.
Okay. There he is. Buzz with his dying hot breath.
His last wheezing breath.
And you, Jen, you said Buzz has a very gentle touch?
Very gentle.
Mm-hmm. Very gentle?
Big brush.
Most ladies have said that about Buzz.
And so
are you aroused?
Yeah, that she likes the
big brush.
She likes the big brush.
Look at him.
Are you finding yourself aroused by this?
Very much.
Very much.
Very much, yes.
Lesbian, straight alike, it doesn't matter with Buzz Burbank. He has the magic touch.
All right, Buzz, I believe that that's...
It's the touch that works on a man. It's the touch that works on a woman.
I believe that's complete, Buzz.
What do you think?
Jen, stand up. Let's take a look.
That's very...
All right. Look at that.
You know what?
Wonderful.
You did a hell of a job, Buzz.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Right. Let's get that picture. Get the picture for... Buzz, get your hand out of there.
Buzz.
I just want the picture just of Jen's breasts.
Buzz put his hands like, look what I have done.
Okay, one more picture.
And...
You got it, RJ?
I am Buzz.
There we go.
Buzz of the Mountain.
So now those pictures will go immediately to DonandMikeFans.com. You have to go to the uncensored link for that? Nope. Okay, great. Just go to DonandMikeFans.com. Look at both of the girls and the brass and what they've done thus far.
Right.
And vote for your favorite because you, the listening audience, will have one vote.
Amen.
Okay, so it'll be five of us voting. Me and Mike and Buzz and Rob and you, our beloved listeners.
And we still have plenty more to come.
Yeah, oh yeah. Lots of girls have called to say that they're on their way. Hey, Jen, how's your big wet reef?
It's all right. I'm just wondering how I'm going to put my shirt back on.
Oh, that's right, because it's got to dry. Yeah, I'll just have to keep blowing. We probably need a hair dryer in here.
Yeah, she has wet paint all over her boobs now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Santa was dry. When did you finish Santa? Sometime this morning? Earlier this morning? Yeah.
And now, do you do that just looking in a mirror? You do that by yourself?
My girlfriend did it. Girlfriend, there you go. That's the way to go.
And again, when you go to the website and see this, the greatest thing is that both girls have Santa's nose as a nipple.
I mean, two brilliant ideas that I would have never thought of, but then again, I don't have breasts.
Right after the other.
All right, well, thank you.
Of course,
you
I do have breasts. I actually have large breasts now.
Thank you very much, Jen. We'll let you know through the voting.
Jen doesn't want to soil her T-shirt, but I'm afraid that might be inevitable.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Before you do that, hold on. Why don't we give her, don't we have some crappy WJFK T-shirt?
Yeah, we got some T-shirts back there.
Yeah,
spare your T-shirt, Jen. Absolutely. Or how about this clear plastic?
Yeah. Do you like Huey Lewis? Our nice Hawaii T-shirt. Now, the rainbow on your T-shirt, is that a gay thing or is that just a general Hawaii thing?
Rainbow, but I kind of like it.
It was what?
Just happened to be a Hawaii thing, but I like it.
Yeah, gotcha. Go. Very good.
All right, well, Jen has big, beautiful breasts.
Yeah.
It's Jen, you ever try to ride the baloney pony?
I've done it before.
And?
And I decided I like women better.
Yeah, most lesbians we've spoken to always say that they've been there, done that.
You never get a craving for some beef jerky?
We have ways around that.
Ways around.
Yeah.
Okay. You never get a craving for the real thing?
Not really.
Not really. Mm.
That's why latex was invented.
Mm. Strap on. Strap off.
All right.
You ever sample relish?
I have.
Mm. And?
I wasn't too impressed.
Wasn't too impressed.
Didn't do it for you.
All right, man. What can I say?
You tried, Don.
She's lesbian all the way, Mike.
And if she stays after Buzz's magic touch, you know, there's no one that's going to flip her.
All right, well, Jen, thank you. I bet her girlfriend to flip her when she gets home tonight. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Don.
And
we're still waiting for the T-shirt. That'll probably... It's, you know, that prize closet is all of, 18 feet away from this studio.
Well, Tammy has to come down with the key, because trust
Buzz,
me.
Why don't you just escort Jen to your cave?
All right. That's right. It's under lock and key, Rob, because somebody might steal some of those incredibly valuable prizes we have.
Right.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to know when we're going to be able to vote, if they're going to be coming in all day.
Well, listen, you're going to be able to vote now. Right as we speak now, RJ is going to download the pictures on the website.
But you'll have to wait for all the women to participate. I mean, that's the way to do it, so you can pick your favorite one, right?
Yeah, I guess you could, although I think, you know, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know how.
You got to get them all laid out, and then you pick who's your favorite, I would imagine.
I guess so, but I guess if you see one and you love one, you could just vote for her right away.
Me pick her.
You know, or you could, I don't know if the website's set up with that thing, where you could vote, for everybody 1,000 times. I'm not sure. I don't know. You'd have to go to the website and check it out. We'll have Buzz do that on his antiquated computer.
Yeah, did you, want to set up, a cutoff time, 2:30 maybe, that everyone could vote by?
What is your problem?
Just listen, let the contest happen, my friend.
All right.
Go to your computer, look at the girl's boobs. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
A scoring system that will be the Stapleford system.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I'd like to volunteer to come down and spray paint all the girls' breasts white.
Like for the tree?
Hello, George Bush. Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oops.
Hold on.
I think he was volunteering with the DNA-based paint.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not Rust-Oleum.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes,
Sir Landa speaking.
Hey.
I painted Amy Roadblock this morning, Don.
Oh, and you know what?
Live on Skyfox right now. She's topless right now.
They put Amy Roadblock back up in Skyfox. They've lifted the air restrictions.
Uh-huh.
I guess the only place that Amy Roadblock can't fly in Skyfox now is right over the Pentagon.
Are we ever going to try to get her on the show?
Here's
yes,
what
sir.
No, shut up, Mike Landis. Here's what happened. Fox Channel 5 called.
Right.
Said that all of the anchor people want to be on the show.
Okay.
And we said, well, we'd really like to have, because they have this, just the hottest girl who's in the helicopter.
Right.
Amy, and her real name is Amy Roadblock,
mm-hmm.
but I call her Amy Roadblock.
Right.
She's on right now.
And, yeah, she anchors the noon news. And we called that one day, and I left a message on her voicemail.
Right.
And apparently she got it, and she didn't think it was funny. Mm.
She didn't like it.
But I told her that I occasionally had... she was the only girl in a helicopter
right.
I could ever pleasure myself to.
Yeah, that's... now I remember.
And
yeah.
she didn't...
You did that on the air.
Yeah, she didn't think that was funny.
Yeah, compliment.
And I wasn't being funny.
No, you were being serious.
Just telling her the truth.
Yeah, and she somehow got frightened away by that.
So, no, I don't know when Amy Roadblock is coming on the show. Thank you, though, Landis.
Hey, Don and Bone.
Yes, yes, Landis.
Now you know how Morris and I are. We live together.
Get out of here, Landis.
Love you.
Love you.
One man, one vote.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
We got to go. The website is donandmikefans.com. The girls' picture should be up momentarily. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who are these people?
Call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Boy, howdy. All right, that's your national number, 877-365-3636. DC 202-432-1067. New York City, 877-692-1027.
Your source for hot gay action, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's take some of your phone calls here. Girls are calling. They are en route to the Don and Mike broadcast headquarters. Buzz, would you fire up that old Apple or Atari computer, whatever it is
Atari.
You have over there?
It's Atari, Don.
Fire up the Atari.
You're in television. You're ColecoVision.
Oh, man.
You're getting all the old names. Coleco. In television, that was
there
another one.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Whatever you got over there, fire that up and see. Go to DonMikeFans.com.
Makes you realize when you mention names that have been around a while, like Sega and Nintendo, they've been around for quite some time.
And that reminds me, there's no polite way.
No, you're done. You don't have to say it.
But
if you say it, it'll ruin it.
But I just want to say one thing to you.
What?
That the Xbox is useless to me without the NFL Fever game.
Fine.
Okay.
It was already a decision that had been made.
Okay, all right.
I have a question for you, because I was thinking about that this morning, as a matter of fact. Are they available and stuff like that, so this is an easy thing? Or are they difficult to get?
If you really have not secured an Xbox yet...
Oh, so it's going to be an endeavor to get one now?
Yeah.
Really? All right. Well, I'll do my best.
Okay.
I'll do my best. What?
This is now. You know what? You're psyching me out now.
No, I'm not.
You're psyching me out now.
No. All right. If there's anybody listening right now that can, I'll pay full price, maybe a little extra in your pocket. If you can get me an Xbox with the NFL, what is it?
NFL Fever.
NFL Fever game. Okay, that's what I want. I want to get that because there's a friend of mine that's celebrating Christmas with that gift.
Surprise! Well, you said it the other day.
Well, I'm saying that right now. If you're telling me, you had mentioned that the other day. I said, that would be great. And then I was thinking about that, and just this morning,
and you said
I was thinking about, we got out near Hooterville now. We got one of those, Best Buys.
Yeah. You said the other day.
That would be, because they were gone when I went in, like, a week ago.
On the other day, on the show, you said something like, don't even say it, forget it, it's done.
Yeah, and I thought, now, of course, is this one where, is this a Cabbage Patch Kid? Is this a...
Of course it is.
Elmo? Jesus,
of course it is.
The economy is in such dire straits. We're in a recession, but you can't get the product.
Of course.
So if somebody can call me here at the station, the number is 703-691-1900. That is our business number. Mm-hmm. Tell me if you can get your hands on an Xbox for me. Or call the simple request lines that we've offered to you.
And also, here I am. This is me, greedy me. This is not the
right.
Christmas spirit, but
right.
I need the NFL Fever game. That's the only reason I like the Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, that goes right. with it.
Is that hard to get to?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do my best.
Okay.
Now you know how I'm attempting to do this. I'm attempting to get some help. But I think they might have some stores with them.
They might.
All right. Oh, and I got the greatest shopper in the world that can take care of it.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Call her during the break.
Hello.
Yeah, they got Xboxes all over Washington. They're in stores everywhere.
All right, my friend. All right.
So if you need,
probably should go out and get one today.
I can hook you up.
All right, thank you. Hold on. Here's Roger.
76 degree day. Probably get one today.
Roger from New York says they're all over New York. Are they?
Yeah, I was going to get one the other day. I waited until 5 in the morning online for one. And then I was told the next day that they're all over the city. Every Toys R Us has about 50 overstocked.
All right.
So if you want to get them, they're right
well,
there.
See, now I don't like all this, because now people are going to go out and scamper out and grab. No. It's not that big. It's not as big as PlayStation 2 was.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
All right. But it's big. Okay.
Yes, it is. All right.
Yes, and incidentally, as far as Christmas goes, this is really the way I like it. I like it this way. I like it. I like it to make it clear. So there's no problem, no gray area.
Oh, and I think you're going to love what I got you also.
You've already done it?
Yeah, already not purchased it yet, but I've ordered my wife to purchase it.
It's not a novelty golf gift.
No, it is not.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Wait, is this going to constantly come back to the year I bought you the golf shoes that were sandals?
The golf sandals.
Hello.
Yes. This is Jessica.
Yeah, at the front desk?
Yes.
Hi, Jessica. This is Don and Mike.
I know who it is.
Oh, you called us, right?
Jessica, don't tell me.
No, Joe put me through. You all have every line here ringing off the hook with people that can get you all Xboxes.
Well, have them bring down that. What's the name of the game?
NFL Fever.
NFL Fever. Have them bring it down tomorrow, and I'll have a check for them.
All right. Thank you.
Very good. Bye. And pick one in particular, and we'll have to, of course, turn some people away.
Okay.
Jim, that was grueling.
Hey, Jessica.
Yeah.
You thought about entering our contest?
No.
But you did mention to me, though, that you were interested in seeing the painted breasts.
I did not say that.
Yes, you said it right back in the producer's room.
No, I was talking to somebody else. I don't know what I was saying. I did not say that.
Jessica, the idea, I'm speaking abstractly here, the idea of painting your breasts as Christmas ornaments, does that make you smile?
Oh, my God.
You're smiling now.
My vote is in for Kelly.
For Kelly.
I think she should win, yes.
Very good. All right.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Keep up the wonderful work.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Bye, Jessica.
That's Jessica Beadle.
We'd have to know if she had entered, we'd need more paint.
Yeah. I'm surprised she could see the telephone to answer it.
Yeah.
Really, I am.
But you know who's getting Mike the best Christmas present?
Who?
Me.
Really?
Yes, and I already
know. Yours is good.
It's really good.
Yeah, yours is good. Yours is better than mine is.
Oh, is it?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
It's excellent.
Well, I'm excited now.
Okay, and anyway, what are we doing here?
We were talking about the women that are on their way.
Yes, thank you. Women are on their way for the contest. Now we got we have very quickly the tape of Jim Nance mentioning us on the NFL.
Oh, we got that. That's great.
On the NFL Today, the post-game show, which aired this last Sunday. Let's roll that, please.
Arizona has now tied up Oakland on a Thomas Jones touchdown after Brown got the Raiders on the board. Rams just got in again. Falk from Warner. And the Cowboys are going against the Redskins. Cowboys won the last 8 against Washington. And for my friend Don of Don and Mike fame, get ready to write that check, my man, to the three amigos. You are the odd man out. Here we go.
Hey, feeling pretty full of himself as Dallas went on to victory.
There he is, Mr. Jim Nance.
You know, really, anybody that was in the know would say that Nancy looked a little foolish with that prognostication.
Yeah, because he was thinking that his charity was going to win when actually your charity was.
That's right. God damn.
You got your... well, I tell you this, it pissed me off, Mike.
Yeah, because, you know, that particular game, the Skins sucked.
You see, those are the three things that Jim Nance hates. He hates sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Pissed off, mm-hmm. and goddamn.
Right.
Apparently, he's got no problem with MF-er,
right.
F, C-sucker,
and he doesn't understand.
See you in Toledo.
What he doesn't understand is that when he shares that kind of information with us, it is as though you're telling us, say the words as many times as you can the next time he's on the show.
You got your newspaper there?
Yes, I do.
You got your purple section of USA Today?
I do indeed.
It's become a staple of the show. Hey, Robbie, where'd my purple section go? Hold on a second. I don't.
Now, mine's been highlighted, and then mine doesn't look like yours. Did that slide over here?
Yep, that one's mine.
All right.
That one's mine because it's Wednesday, and that means it's time to read the Craig Wilson column.
Excellent.
From USA Today. And it's not even the gayest one he's ever written.
Wow. I'm gonna
but I think that it's got some potential.
Very good.
You know, he's a guy, just to give you the briefest of explanation on this, for months, Mike and I would read this in the office before the show, because the guy is openly gay, and he has a life partner and everything he writes about. We would read it in the office with our gay voices and crack each other up. And finally, one day I came and said, why don't we just do it on the air? And then we wanted to get the guy on the show.
Right.
The actual guy, Craig Wilson, who writes this column in USA Today. He was on hold last week. He heard like 3 seconds of the show. And what is it he said to you, Rob? He said,
I'm not interested in being a part of this crap.
I'm not interested in being a part of this crap.
Very good.
Which ensured the fact that from now on we'll continue to read his column verbatim, as it is every day, every Wednesday, on the front page of the purple section, the life section of USA Today. And headline reads, it's a lonely job when you're working from home.
Very good.
The Final Word by Craig Wilson. I worked from home the other day. First time. I know, I'm behind the curve.
Millions of Americans work at home, and have for years. Happy in the knowledge they can talk to the boss while wearing their pajamas. I've never really had any desire to talk to my boss in my pajamas, so I showered and put on real clothes. Not a shirt and tie, but real clothes nonetheless.
It seemed odd to walk the dog,
have breakfast,
and then instead of heading out the door, head upstairs and into the front room to sit down at a desk. The commute? 30 seconds. I wore no shoes.
So, this is what grown-ups do, I thought. Grown-ups so disciplined, so mature, so motivated, that they just walk into another room in their own home and put in a full day's work. Some with clothes, some without.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
He can't help it. He's so friggin' gay.
Right.
Most of my friends have already pronounced I will hate working from home and will fail miserably at it. Maybe they're right. Friends too often are.
But whenever I interviewed anyone who worked at home, artists, writers, that madcap muffin maker, Julia Child, I always looked around and thought, what a lovely life they had. I especially remember artist Stephen Hunnick in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, who not only worked at home, but was surrounded by his dogs, all slumbering in various nooks and crannies around his studio.
This is the gayest thing. I was reading, now that we're this is how it happened in the office.
Right, exactly.
When you read it and you don't think it's gay, but then when you get into it, you realize it's oozing with gayness.
I'll be the first to admit that I like the socialization of the workplace. I like wandering from desk to desk, watching the daily parade of people in and out of my boss's glass office, wondering who's in hot water on any given day.
At home, I had only my dog, Murphy, to monitor, and she was asleep at my feet. Office politics not high on her list of concerns. All was quiet, maybe too quiet. The only familiar workday sound was that of my computer coming to life.
Except for the odd day off, I've never been home after 9 in the morning, so the daily rhythms of my neighborhood were unfamiliar to me.
William. Oh, William, the local dog walker, strolled by with Maggie and Bridget, a neighbor's yellow labs. Slugger, my neighbor down on the corner, headed out on her morning constitutional, rabbit head cane in hand. And what the hell does that mean?
I tell you what that means.
What does that mean? She's going to take a dump?
I don't know.
And off in the distance, I could hear the garbage men making their rounds, shouting, breaking, slowly rumbling down the hill toward me.
Then silence again. At least until Tony, our mailman, fiddled with the mailbox lid, bringing Murphy to her feet in protest.
Will I learn to accept this pace, to slow down enough to actually hear myself think, perhaps even ponder? I wonder, am I going to heed the silence, embrace it, accept it? Or am I going to haul the TV up from the kitchen and have the soaps on as background noise, just as they are at the office? Stay tuned!
The phone rang. My boss, I thought, checking up on me, making sure I'm not downstairs eating Oreos, watching Oprah on company time.
I picked it up and put on my most professional voice.
Craig Wilson, life.
There was silence on the other end. Then a stranger informing me I could consolidate all my loans into one easy, quick monthly payment.
It's quick, it's easy, she said.
It was the first human contact in 6 hours. Tell me more, I said.
Oh. Craig!
Wonderful.
So let's review the highlights here.
Yes.
One highlight is the fascination with the dogs.
Yeah, they're dogs throughout. I mean, dogs at his feet, dogs at the guy in Vermont's house, dogs on the dog walker.
His dog, Murphy, you've got the other dogs, Maggie and Brigitte, you've got Slugger.
Let's not underestimate the significance of William, the local dog walker.
And that madcap muffin maker, Julia Child. And then when his boss calls to check up on him, he wants to make sure he's not downstairs eating Oreos, watching Oprah on company time.
Slugger, my neighbor down the corner, headed out on her morning constitutional. Rabbit head cane in hand.
That's my favorite, the rabbit headed cane.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean? Is it like a pooper scooper?
No, I think it's like
I always thought a constitutional
stick.
Was, you know, you're taking a dump.
Having a BM.
That might be a weird neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then the picture has like one of those quilt things. Like a, you know, a what do you call that? Needlepoint?
Needlepoint.
Where it normally says, home sweet home. Mm-hmm. It says, home sweet work.
Come on. Come on, Shelley.
Very interesting. And you know, that column gets better and better.
It does.
What a pleasure to read that.
We love it. Okay, you want to talk to an irate woman?
Yes.
Who says we're ragging on gays?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, we do love these calls. Hello, irate woman.
Hello.
Hello, are you irate?
Yeah, John, I have a call. I mean, I want to tell you something.
Yes.
You don't put much of a manly show either. How gay is that, talking about your wife on the show and bringing Farida on the show all the time?
I would say that's very heterosexual.
Yeah, but what's wrong with being gay?
Listen, exactly, that's my point.
No, but what's wrong with it?
Nothing is wrong. Why are you making,
why are you making such a big deal about being gay?
Why he didn't come to your show? That's why you're making fun of him? He doesn't like you, so what? Get over it. Why you keep making fun of him?
No, first of all, Robbie, I'm going to need some music for whatever nationality this woman is.
Yeah, well, how many hours ago did you get off the boat?
And I'm going to need a translator, I think, to figure this one out. Let me see this.
Ignorant.
Let me say...
what you are.
What country we've beaten are you from?
You know what? I'm an American.
Hola.
I'll tell you where my parents are from, okay?
Let me say to you, hola.
What citizen? Are you a citizen?
Hola, the hell with you and your hola. I'm not Spanish, okay?
Are you a citizen?
I'm a citizen, yes.
Ah. You seem to have a very limited grasp of the English language.
I have a beautiful accent, and you know what? The hell with you if you make fun of it.
No, I mean, really, I mean, I'm just saying you're difficult to understand.
Now, you are upset.
I'm not upset. It's just funny how you make fun of everybody doesn't like... With a cross in your head, you make fun of him. Just be a man about it.
What is your country? What is your country of origin?
Wait, hold on. Before you answer, how am I not being a man about something? You mentioned my manhood. You said be a man about it. How would you like me to be a man about it?
I mean, just let it go. This guy doesn't want to come to your show. Doesn't want to talk to you. Get over it. Why you're like?
Who are you? Who doesn't want to come to the show? Who are you talking about?
That gay guy that writes the column. I don't know his name.
We just have fun reading this column because we think it's a fun column to read.
It is so gay, it couldn't get any gayer. I mean, you're the biggest gay yourself.
Wow.
And, yeah, listen,
I got news for you. I need two Chevy hubcaps for a 1973 Impala. Can you help me out?
Listen, I am sorry. I do not understand slang.
All right, let me see if I can put it to
you. And you don't understand American humor either.
Let me see if I can put it to you another way. How much would you charge me to mow my grass?
You know what?
How much would you charge me? How much would you charge me to clean my gutters out?
You know what? Even if you paid me $1 million, I won't represent you. I'm a lawyer, okay?
She doesn't even get it.
You don't understand our humor.
It's not humor. It's
no, you
stupid.
Don't get it. You don't get it.
You
don't
humor.
You don't even get the humor I was just giving you about stealing hubcaps and having you cut my grass.
You don't understand this.
You're such an ignorant.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm complaining about Philly, and you know that 18 months doesn't come any sooner. I would hope you would be out. I don't mind Mike. I really mind you.
That's right.
She loves me.
That's great. I tell you what, bitch, you come down here and make you my own piñata.
Shut the hell up, okay? Bye.
What do you think of that, huh? And keep listening, too, senorita. How do you say the C word in Spanish?
I don't know if she was from Spanish. I think she might have been from maybe one of European countries.
I don't know, whatever.
It was hard to dial in accent.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Boris.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to that little senorita, tell her to go back in the field picking oranges.
Okay, all right, thanks. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Give them a window.
Hello. Hello.
Give them a window and they all start lining up.
Don and Mike show.
Okay, Don and Mike, I got something to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. That's my funny language.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, what do you want, really?
Once you lost Ahearns, I was really depressed because I thought you'd never be able to pull that bit again. But thank God that the Craig Wilson.
Thank you. He's the new radio. He's the new radio favorite of the journalism world. Hello, Liz. Liz, Donna Mike show. Liz, honey, you there? Mm. Hung up. Liz, not irate. Liz, gay. Pro Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad she hung up. Hello, Donna Mike show.
She's
from Spain, though.
Oh, well, Spanish.
We don't know if she's Spanish-speaking or not.
I think, didn't she indicate that she was?
No.
I thought at some point, she was so impossible to understand.
Yeah, I see, I got this sort of a, almost a Romanian-type accent there, but it's a, you know me.
Okay.
All right, thank you, honey. Hello, Donna Mike show, hello.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling about that woman that can't understand normal thinking.
Yes.
I just can't believe that you guys are such radio gods that people that hate you still listen to you.
They do.
We went through that yesterday. Hold on a second. The hotline is ringing.
Mm.
The hotline. Hello? What am I doing? Hello, hotline.
Sugar Bear.
Sweetie.
I'm just doing Christmas shopping, but I think that lady was from the Middle East because she said my name, Farita, and that's... I've had a lot of people say it that way that are from that part of the country.
Robbie, we had the wrong music then.
We were doing the whole wrong thing there.
Up on the top.
I'm sorry.
And I went with the whole hubcap thing, and you should, come cut my grass. Right. And I had a whole wrong thing happening
there. Well, it happens once in a while.
No, I've had friends from Iran say my name, Farita, and tell me it's a common name in that country.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we should have stayed away from hubcaps and gone like Slim Jim and Spoonstraw. So,
right, okay. Exactly.
We'll know better next time.
We'll know.
They all sound the same to you, right?
Right.
Well, Buzz, thank you, sweetie.
I love you.
He went to your wrong Rolodex of insults, my darling.
All right, I love you.
Okay, bye, sweetie.
See you later. Bye-bye, honey. Bye-bye. Hello, Jerry. Jerry, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Jerry?
Jerry?
Jerry.
All right, how about John? Johnny, Don and Mike. You got a limited amount of time here. We got more girls showing up. John.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, that was Miss Cleo, man. You missed a chance for actually your prediction.
That was, come again?
What? That was Miss Cleo. She was West Indian.
She was West Indian.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Everybody has a theory.
Let's go to Drew. Hello, Drew. Drew?
Hello.
You're on the air.
How you doing?
Okay.
Well, I think the guy from yesterday and the woman from today both work on the same landscaping truck. That's why they can't change the channel.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Hello, Maria. I know we got a break, Rob. This will be the last call. Maria.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hi there, honey.
How are you?
Okay.
I'm just calling to let you know how to say the C word in Spanish.
Well, you know, it's not relevant anymore because we've established that she was perhaps from the Middle East.
But it might come in handy sometime, though.
And we already had a lady call in with it.
Oh, okay.
It's Punta. Like,
Punta, oh, okay.
That means...
What is it again?
Chocha. Yes.
Ah, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Chocha. Thank you, Maria.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You might ask how Maria knows that.
Right.
I don't know. You know, she's, but she knows it. You know, like, hey, Chocha, come here. Hey, come here, Chocha, what you doing?
Chocha.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Chocha loves Chachi.
Okay.
Joni
okay.
loves Chocha.
Okay. Well,
we got
it. This is like taking Viagra for you.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fault me for liking my work?
Yeah. Okay.
Hello. Just hope you get named.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? That lady that called in, how can she say that your all show is gay when you guys have more naked women in the studio than Playboy does in their magazine?
Yeah, but our show's a little gay.
Yeah.
Come on, we stand by that.
We like that.
Hey, listen, you make no bones about it. We do a very effective reading of that Craig Wilson column, okay?
We've only said 5%.
And a guy yesterday, I could have swore I heard in the background, welcome to Sheets, bump 4, you're on.
Okay, thank you.
We are, you know, the bigot doors have just officially opened wide on the show right
hello,
now.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, they think just like I do.
Alex, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
They're talking right. about gays and Mexicans, and I want to join in right now because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a dumbass bigot, and I want to play the game with Don and Mike because they love me. So I'm going to talk about gays and Spanish people because I'm a dumb ass.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should be careful because that sounded like Penelope Cruz.
That sounded like Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
Really?
Come on in. The water's fine.
All right.
Come on now. Y'all take the back seat.
Bye-bye.
We're having fun now, man. Yes, sir. It's the bigot bus.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Yes, sir. Hey, Don.
Come on.
I bet they were on the same landscaping truck.
Come on. I
and you know, you guys, you ain't gay.
Come on. I started it.
You ain't gay at all. Man, you know you read that column because you hate everybody. Just like me.
I'm out, please. For the record, I started.
I opened
the door.
I know you did.
I opened the door.
And they came running in.
My people.
And Don?
Yes, Mike.
Don.
Hey, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
Proudly wearing their rock kings, Don and Mike.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show at 877-365-3636, the national number. D.C. 202-432-1067. New York 877-692-1027. We're talking to Raymond Diaz. Shock. Having a problem putting the pictures up on DonandMikeFans.com.
Really?
They got the poll up.
Right. It continues to change, even though people can't see who they're voting for.
What are the current results, Buzz?
The latest results has Jen gaining a little on Kelly, who held an incredible lead. It's now 88% to 12%. It started out at 96% to 4%. So Jen's gaining, but Kelly has 88%. Jen has 12% of the
vote. I think
vote.
That speaks to our descriptive powers. Mm-hmm. People are basing their voting on what they hear on the radio. Right?
Please, I don't know if it's one of those deals when if you vote once, you're going to be locked out from voting again on the same computer
right.
or with the same IP. You might want to wait until all of the girls' pictures are up to really see what's happening. Here now is Slow Joe. Hi, Slow Joe.
Our next contestant is going under the name Jessica Beadle. The other girl with the Santa Claus or the snowman and whatever was on her would like to share duties with Buzz, if that's okay.
She wants to share number twos with Buzz?
No.
She wants to help me paint, Don.
Oh, I got you. She wants painting duties.
She'd like to paint one while Buzz paints the other.
I've painted with duties before.
Share duties, sir. I know one time you and I went to Chicago.
We painted with duties.
And we made some real toilet art.
Yeah, though. It was just wonderful. I mean, there's no real duty in there either. It was just food.
Mike and I, we had...
And Gary Rosner.
Yeah, bring the girl in.
And okay. Frank Murphy, right?
We went
was
to
Frank
the,
with us?
Yeah.
Or just one.
Yeah, both of them. Bring both of them in. We went to Chicago. I took Mike to a Cubs game. And
I've only been to Chicago one time, and it was a boys' weekend. It was rather spectacular. It really was. It was fantastic. Hello.
And we had a wow.
Good hi Lord.
There. Man, oh, my man alive.
Yeah, wow. A lot of painting to do.
Are you guys... step up here.
Whoa.
Now, we know Kelly, who was the first girl here.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, where are you from? Oh, that's right. Fake name Jessica.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Where are you from?
Centerville.
Okay, and your boobs are unpainted.
Yes.
And you know Kelly? Do you know Kelly, or did you just meet in the lobby?
Oh, really?
That's exciting.
In the lobby.
Just met.
How about that? And you're going to let Kelly paint one of your boobs and Buzz paint the other?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Very exciting.
And again, now this is a Boobs for Benz. The prettiest painting will win the key that can start the Mercedes-Benz 1 week from Friday.
Now, the nice thing about having Kelly paint one of Jessica's breasts is that Kelly has already established herself as a fine breast painter based on her work with a mirror painting her own breast.
Yeah, doing the Santa Claus thing.
Pretty incredible.
So, Buzz, why don't you leave your Osama bin Laden cave?
All right.
And come on in.
Wow.
And,
do you have any Christmas colors?
Do we have...
You know, we really don't. You know, that's the way we do things here, though. We don't have any Christmas colors.
But you know what? The color won't matter.
It'll be festive, you know. And really, I mean, when you're talking about decorating a tree, yes, you have the standard Christmas colors, but all colors can be accepted, right? I think as we demonstrated during our last segment, all colors are welcome on the Don and Mike show.
That's right. And besides, we're like dogs.
Yes.
We only see in black and white.
That is true. Very, very, very simple people we are.
So I guess the first thing we need you to do is to take your shirt off.
Absolutely. And there,
you wouldn't mind
with the sweater. She's going kind of
take that sweater off.
Oh, wow. My God.
God damn.
Wow. Wowsy, wowsy, woo woo.
Those are real, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And what's the size on those?
Double D.
Double D.
Double D.
They are magnificent.
Magnificent. Absolutely. No offense, Kelly.
Yeah, no, I mean, really. I mean, you know.
No offense.
You've got beautiful breasts also. We've had beautiful breasts on the show so far.
Yeah. Third girl, nice set of knockers.
This is terrific.
Okay, well, what you want to do is sit down in the chair.
And, Kelly, which one have you decided that you will be painting? You're going to be doing lefty, and Buzz is going to be doing righty.
Rob, would you get Mike 5 situated in there so everybody's got a microphone going?
Look at all the attention Jessica's getting here.
Do I need to do anything?
You just need to
sit there and look pretty.
If anything, maybe you could do the thing like you're tuning a radio in. You know, I found that helps.
Yeah, she doesn't seem to want to do that.
Crank the AC a little bit, Rob.
It's old enough with a brush that should take care of. Now, Kelly, what exactly are you going to be doing on Jessica's left breast?
You want a little peppermint candy.
She wants peppermint candy? So, well, see, we don't have the peppermint colors, do we?
That's okay. It's going to be like a hot pink neon candy.
Okay.
And, Buzzy, what about on the other one?
I don't know. Do you have a specific request? Is there something you'd like?
Christmas tree.
I was thinking about that.
Wonderful.
Okay. All right, good. Well, begin the painting, please.
Jessica, you look a little overwhelmed. Pretty overwhelming to be here in the studio having this done, huh? Is this something you've thought about? Buzz, we need to get the microphone over to her a little bit. So one of the two.
She's got number 5 right next to her, Mike. She's got number 5. Robbie will do that. Robbie's got number 5. And let's get number 4
all right,
down
we're
by.
Starting right now. Is the paint cold, Jessica?
I don't know yet.
You don't know. Here we go. Well, Buzz has actually started to paint. Is it cold?
Not warm.
It's not warm.
Not warm in this room.
That's good. That's good. That's very good.
Wow. I'll tell you one thing. It's a beautiful canvas.
So Kelly is...
I'm going to do a candy cane.
Oh, Kelly's going to do a candy cane. Now, that's clever. Mm-hmm. Really, that's clever. That's something that's not been done. You will have on yours... two designs that have not been done yet, the candy cane and the Christmas tree.
And Buzz is doing a formidable Christmas tree. Really, really nice work.
I thought Kelly might motivate his artistic.
Yeah, absolutely. This is true. I think we're all motivated right now, Joe.
I think that you're plenty motivated. As a matter of fact, hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
stop it. Just... Oh.
Hey, Rob.
Very busy.
Very busy over here. This is fun.
Come see my bus.
This is,
This is come see my bigot bus.
Your bigot bus. Choo-choo. Now, what Kelly is doing is she's not working with Christmas colors, but she's got the fluorescent orange and the fluorescent yellow.
She's doing an outstanding job. Now, Buzz is getting right by the... erogenous zone.
Buzz is concentrating as diligently on this as on anything I've ever seen him do before.
Now, Buzz, what are your plans for the money area?
For the trunk? I do wish we had some white, because a little snow around the tree would be nice, but we're going to have to improvise, and I may have to do some color mixing here as I prepare to do the trunk and perhaps some presents underneath.
Now, Jessica, are you enjoying the process here?
It's a little ticklish.
It's a little ticklish, right?
Yeah.
But in a good way, right?
Is it slightly erotic?
It's very strange.
Very strange.
I tell you something, from my vantage point, it's highly erotic.
Wendell Hall just brought in some whiteout.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that'll work, Buzz, wouldn't
it'll
it?
It'll dry faster.
Yeah, it'll dry much faster.
Let's start with that.
Hey, RJ, what's the deal with the pictures up on the website so people can actually see these breasts that they're voting on?
The technicians at DonnaMikeFans.com are working on the problem. Hopefully we will have them up when this photo is complete.
Okay, goddamn, I hope so. Mm-hmm. I mean, you folks, you got to be able to see them.
We're really enjoying our job.
To today. Vote on
we
them.
We really are.
And now look at Buzz.
Now, are we sure that's white out?
Of course.
Not sure what office it came from. No laughing.
Now, Buzz, you're gonna get Buzz is getting right by the...
Kelly is a very talented graphic artist. There's just no doubt about that.
Yeah, Kelly's got a ribbon going around the candy cane.
Oh, wow. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, you just saw that, huh, Jessica?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
This is terrific.
Very nice.
Now, if you give this enough time to dry, you'll be able to show your friends later on today.
Oh, that was my other question. Did you locate the T-shirts?
The T-shirts?
Yeah. Didn't we have, like, Sopranos T-shirts?
I have one more, yes.
Yeah, we got
one more. Okay. Don't we have Band of Brothers T-shirts, too?
We have T-shirts up in our office as well.
Good.
I know we have T-shirts up in the office.
Thank you.
Thank you what? For what?
Lisa said it looks good.
Oh, it does.
And she got a thank you from Jessica.
Now, Buzz, aren't you going to do the...
layer of paint's not adding any warmth.
Aren't you going to do the part where the milk comes out?
Oh, God. That's next, Don.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, I don't want to be deleted out.
Right, I understand.
Buzz is mixing up some brown.
Buzz is actually really, really putting his heart and soul into this. Into this palette. Are you freezing right now, Jessica?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where's because of the paint?
It's more winter in here than it is outside.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, come on, it's 75 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's about 60 in here.
It's nice and airy.
We had that earlier for the...
Oh, look what Kelly's doing now. Look at that. Oh, how's that feel, Jessica?
No.
How does
very
that...
ticklish.
Very ticklish.
Oh, you're ticklish where the milk comes out.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
Now, look at that. Buzz has actually got the tree trunk
lean
coming...
on you. Ah!
Buzz has the tree trunk coming out of the nipple.
There's a knot on it.
Buzz, that is just, I really have to say, that Christmas tree is fantastic.
It's pretty good.
Kelly's work goes like without saying. Just what's that?
I think maybe there should be some snow on the tree also.
Yeah, some snow on the tree.
Buzz. Yes, put snow on
it. You shall have.
Put snow on that double D tree, Buzz.
Let me do some ornaments.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Kelly, if you keep going like that, she's going to look like she has smallpox. I mean, she got plenty of white dots on that side.
All right. You want the newspaper for drying?
Is that how you guys were doing it?
Well, Buzz blew on it.
Yeah, Buzz. That's all right.
Buzz is hot. Vicodin breath.
Breath toxic enough to give you a buzz.
A buzz, get it?
Yeah.
But Buzz, you had a little problem with the ornament on the right side there.
Yes, I know. My ornaments are running.
Turned into a... you going to put a star on top of the tree?
I'm going to try, yes.
Or an angel?
Do that,
angel.
And I believe your side will be done, Buzz. Kelly's
this
side is
nice. This is very, very
Kelly's
nice.
Side is very nice. Are you happy with this?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Now, these paints we have, they're not exactly quick drying, are they, Kelly? They're really not.
But all we really got to do is just get the picture. Then, actually, the girls could even go wash it off if they want to. Yeah. You could wash it off in front of us if you want.
Or you could just stay and wait for it to dry till the end of the show.
Or we can get you some lemons. I think that movie with Burt Lancaster.
Ah, the lemons. I used to watch you with the lemons. Fantastic.
Because Susan Sarandon,
she takes her shirt off and she washes her hands.
One more snow?
And then she washes her breasts with lemon juice.
It was back in the day when Susan Sarandon had the best cans.
These are better than Susan Sarandon's back then.
Wow.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Absolutely.
They're thank nice. You.
Yeah. But now, Kelly, don't feel bad.
Oh,
yours are
terrific
nice, too.
And you're helping out. I mean, and you know what? Kelly does get extra credit for coming in here and helping out with the painting.
Yes, she does.
Kelly also has shown us the Christmas wreath. So Kelly has a tremendous amount going for her in this contest.
She has two bits of... and you know what? We got to put the paper up on
what the hell is the deal with, like... Who are those guys that walk down the hallway?
They're the electricians.
They just happen to be... Hey, this would be a good time to work on that wiring, wouldn't it, Phil?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you.
Ah,
Merry
there we
Christmas.
Go.
Very good. Oh, everybody loves these shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait till you get to the web if we can ever get the goddamn pictures up. RJ, you ready to take the pictures here?
All right, here we go. Shall we do that, caller?
Oh, you knew that? You knew that guy?
Did you hang up already?
Yeah.
Good.
Right. It said his name was Dave. Is that really his name?
No, his name is Mark.
His name is Mark?
Mark. Do you know Mark
intimately?
Intimately.
I asked his advice on whether I should come.
Oh, really? Is Mark your significant friend?
No, he's...
Are you married?
No.
No?
Has Mark ever seen this beautiful bounty?
No.
Oh, then let me just... Probably. Let me tell you something, you son of a bitch. You don't know what you're missing.
I'm Mark.
You don't know what...
Has Mark... Can I ask you a personal question? Has Mark ever seen him?
No.
Mark, you better fly to a computer.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been told now, picture number one is up.
Ah, very good.
Kelly's picture is up.
Yay.
All right, Jessica, why don't you check that out over there on your old Atari?
Now, oh, my God.
I know, they're so big.
Wow.
They're so nice and big.
They're, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, really, like in the...
Not sloppy big.
Like the top three we've ever seen in the studio.
Like just, and Robbie, would you get the lights, please?
Yeah.
RJ, you need some more light there? Here we go. And now the picture's being taken.
Yeah, don't you like the way RJ on certain jobs just lingers a little longer?
Yeah. There you go.
And now you will show the work
show the
to
picture.
Jessica there.
Show Jessica
so she
picture.
Can get approval.
You like that, Jessica? Is that all right with you, honey?
Well, I'm probably going to use...
Jessica, what?
What's wrong, Jessica? Are you okay with that, with those photos?
That's very nice.
Very good.
Very nice. Well, was that, Jessica? What do you think of the picture?
Very pretty.
Very pretty. I agree.
Damn right.
Very pretty. Highly pretty. Buzz, have you gone to the website?
I have. The first picture's up. It looks great.
Oh, good. Can you flip the screen around so we can see? Let's get a T-shirt.
Yeah, we need a T-shirt for Jessica.
Oh, we got a Sopranos T-shirt in the back of Buzz's room. Buzz, will you flip your screen around here?
Here's the T-shirt, and here comes the screen.
Okay, here we go. Here is this would be Kelly, right? This is Kelly's boobs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that's a nice, big, full-size picture. On DonandMikeFans.com of Kelly's booth.
Good job.
Very nice. So now, being as one picture is up, the other two pictures should be able to go up immediately.
Man.
And you will be able to vote until the end of the show. And, Buzz, what is the current voting total now that one picture is up?
The latest pictures from Jessica are not in yet. There are no votes are in on her yet. But it's now Kelly at 80% and Jen at 20%.
And Jen's picture's not even been up yet.
She's still gaining.
What? Okay, Jen's
sorry.
Picture has not been posted.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Hello, Harvey. Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello, Harvey.
Hello?
Hey. Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
I haven't heard any mentions of painting utensils. Are you guys using finger paints, I would hope?
No, we're using... Oh, there he is.
This guy. Every day, this guy.
Every day, this guy.
This guy. You don't want this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Well, thank you, Jessica. Thank you again.
We got a break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yeah. How you doing, guys?
Okay.
Hey, man, it sounds like Buzz doing an awesome job in there.
Yeah, Buzz did a great job.
I enjoy my work.
Yeah, you got to go to the web as soon as the other pictures are up.
He painted a heck of a Christmas tree.
Definitely, I'll be there.
All right.
Listen, it sounds like all the T-shirts are messing up Buzz's work.
No. The girls are topless in here while they're being painted and while the pictures are being taken.
Yeah, but afterwards, I was recommending maybe cut holes in the T-shirts. So
sure.
It doesn't mess up Buzz's work afterwards.
When we do a show like this, we get more Mr. Helpers that have their own fantasies.
Fellas, he just simply respects my work. That's
true. All.
Exactly.
Most of the girls are going to go wash it off right away, I would think.
Ah.
No offense to Buzz.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I'm a little overwhelmed with our last contestant.
Yeah, well, she had a lot to offer. All three girls have been very, very nice, very beautiful breasts.
Great content.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I know she's in D.C. I'm all the way in Reno. But if I have to call across the USA to tell I love her, I don't mind. I love Stacey Bridges. Yes, I do.
Wow.
Ooh, I love Stacey Bridges.
Wow. Well, that's a profession of love for Stacey Bridges.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, did we get a mention of what celebrity Jessica most resembles?
You know what? A young Sophia Loren.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean very close
very
to. In fact, a little prettier than Sophia Loren.
I think every bit as pretty as Catherine Bell on Jag.
Yep. Yeah. She's almost a dead ringer for that broad on Jag.
Oh, she's hot.
And the first girl, Kelly, is equally pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and even gender lesbian.
Yep.
Even she got you know, like the Andy Dick haircut.
Right, right.
She's cute, too.
Very cute.
And Jen continues to gain on Kelly. She's now up to 22%, even though her pictures haven't been posted.
All right, guys, please, listen out there. I beg of you, you people on the web, wait until all of the pictures are up for your voting.
Please do.
Please, of course, it's please. Just one of five ballots.
We won't be showing the faces, though.
They're going to be decided by the end of today's show. One of these girls is going to win a key.
And the competition is still open, correct?
All right, the Mercedes-Benz. We got two more girls who are on the Beltway on their way here. We've got a break. Girls, you'll have to get here within the next hour, though.
That's right.
Because that's when we're going to cut the contest off. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why do you use lemons?
The fish smell, I'm embarrassed.
I thought maybe it was for some other reasons that I didn't understand. I even went to a supermarket to look at lemons.
It's just to get the smell off. It's nothing weird. What do you do when you watch me?
I look at you. You take off your blouse, then you run the water. Then you take a bottle of gold perfume and you put it on the sink. And you slice the lemons.
Yeah. Come on! The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, Buzz, if you go to the website, I was just standing over the shoulder of R.J. Diaz.
Yes.
Who someday I'm going to introduce to a friend of mine. But it was you. His name is first initial D. Last name Odorant. I was just standing behind RJ and getting the smell of a man really working.
He is
all,
working.
All three photos are up.
All right.
But he's having to work something with the computer. But that if you click on one, you get the first girl. You click on two, you get the first girl. You click on three, you get the third girl.
Right.
Okay? And he's working on that right now. Where is...
Is Jessica on the...
Yeah,
I
just saw her picture. I just saw our picture.
Well, we're going to be getting the feedback shortly, then.
And I want to say this, that I know the show is tape delayed to an awful lot of cities. What we're going to do with the internet voting on DonandMikeFans.com is we are going to continue that through midnight West Coast time tonight.
Very good.
So if you're listening to us in Sacramento, you're listening to us in Baltimore.
So we'll announce a winner tomorrow?
Yeah, in Reno. If you're listening to us in one of those cities, you can, as you're listening to the show, even though you're listening on tape delay,
right,
go to the website and your vote will count.
Very good.
I just had that thought that, you know, gee, if you're all the way out in Sacramento, you supported the show for 7 years.
You can't enjoy it.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you can look at the pictures, but who wants the contest to be over by the time your vote can count?
Absolutely.
It's like the same thing when they have the presidential election, when they announce and George Bush is the winner, and you're out in California. And
you haven't even had a chance to vote yet.
Haven't voted yet. So we're going to keep the internet poll open until midnight tonight.
We have our exit polling results, though, and it's looking strong for several contestants.
Yeah. I mean, all the girls are getting wonderful reviews. Buzz, what are you able to pull up on DonandMikeFans.com?
Okay, the pictures are still a little tricky, but here are the latest votes. 72% now for Kelly, 22% for Jen, and 6% for Jessica so far.
Are you able to see the pictures of all three girls?
I'm getting two of the three pictures, and it's interesting, although Jessica is trailing the other two contestants, when you click on the number for Jen's picture, you get the picture of Jessica, so I think they're still working out some bugs.
Yeah, all right. Hey, where is first initial D, last name Odorant?
Raymond?
Where's Raymond? Maybe you can explain to us exactly the problem we've had with getting the pictures on the website in a timely manner. I know he's working his ass off.
He is.
Yes. Smells like it. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, hold on a second. Here is Raymond Diaz. Hey, Raymond, what is the deal with the... I saw you back there working on it, and it was, you know, you click on one, and you get the first girl, and you click on two, and you get the first girl. Exactly what's happening on the website?
What we will have is the description of what they're... breasticles look like with Santa and Jack Frost. The description will be on the ballot so that you can match the content of the picture with your vote.
How long do you think it'll be until you can go on and just click number one, number two, number three, and see the girls?
Momentarily.
Okay.
Working on that as we speak.
Very good. Thank you, RJ. Thank you. This Christmas, make it Old Spice.
He's laughing.
There he is.
Oh, my God. You're killing me. Wow.
I'm not kidding, man. Hello. Yeah, Don and Mike. Hello.
Oh, man.
Hey, did you guys watch the American Billboard Awards last night?
Oh, I got them right here, waiting to get to it. Why? What did you have in mind?
Oh, that they were announcing, right at the first of the show, they were announcing that Creed had came on stage, and the lead singer for Creed kept trying to talk, but they kept cutting his microphone out.
Because he was talking dirty?
Yeah, well, no, I think he was just trying to get a word in, because all the other band, the rest of the band got their word in, and you could just see his mouth, like, moving, but they're cutting out his thing. He said, Tinky Winky.
Maybe he was saying stuff that got deleted out. I'm not sure. We'll review that tape. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, and to the girls who are coming down. You got until the end of the show today to get down here.
Yep, hurry up.
Being as we've extended the internet voting until midnight, you've got until the end of the show. I know a lot of girls are calling.
Giddy up.
How to get here. Get on down here. Mm-hmm. One of you girls is going to be the winner of the key that can start the Mercedes-Benz that we're giving away on next Friday's show. The C230 Mercedes-Benz Compressor Sports Coupe, courtesy of Simply Wireless and AT&T. Hit this website, why don't you? www.simplywireless.com. This holiday season, when shopping to buy a wireless phone, stop by one of the 36 convenient locations of Simply Wireless.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is Craig Wilson.
Hi, Craig.
If I'd like to come down and get my tank painted.
All right, get out of here, Craig.
Very good. We'll use a small brush.
Let's see. Rob, you got the billboard stuff?
Sure.
You got it? Okay. Let's start with, I'm going to say for the very end, the Matthew McConaughey, and I defy you to listen to what he was saying and tell me if you can figure it out.
Now, I watched, really the only thing I watched on it last night was a live performance by No Doubt.
First of all, I want to say thank God, you know what I'm saying, for giving me this opportunity to be who I am.
This is R. Kelly.
Fans out there.
Sometimes I just like laughing at hearing these dumb rock stars.
Williams, thank God.
Best A&R guy in the world. I thank y'all. Thank you.
All right, well, he kept it very brief.
That's the way I like it. That's my kind of speech, nice and brief.
Very brief. Yeah, Robbie?
Bernie Mac issued instructions at the front. He was a great host, I thought. He said, thank you, everybody. Thank your mom. Say thank you, and then sit your ass down. He limited everyone to 30 seconds.
Wow.
And it was only violated a couple times.
Let me hear what those queers in NSYNC say.
What number?
Number four.
Okay.
Let's hear. Here's NSYNC. What the hell can they say?
Okay. We'll make this quick, of course, you know.
Lance Bass.
Matt told us to make this quick. So we want to thank God, obviously, our family, our friends, especially all of you guys.
All you dopes.
You know, it's obvious. I wanted to say one thing about it. It's obviously one of those crowds that is jammed with contest winners from radio stations because it's just this screaming through everything. I mean, even the heavy stuff.
Did you get the impression that it might have been sweetened?
It was weird, Rob. Remember the guy from Sugar Ray when he came out?
Yep.
And he was saying something heavy. It was about George Harrison. It was about George Harrison. And they're just like screaming through the whole thing. And it was very, very
inappropriate. Maybe they hated George Harrison.
I think there was some fake crowd going on with the whole show.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Maybe so.
This life, it's amazing. And we're so glad to make music for you. The fans, thank you so much because you are the ones.
That's the stuff I hate hearing them.
The fans.
The money fans.
Hey, the fans. You're the fans.
Want to play hoops?
Wegg, our manager, Johnny Wright, Melinda, Dave Brown, Joe, everyone there. Jive Records.
Asswipe.
Amazing record company. Clive, Barry, Sonia.
And our mamas. We love our mamas.
Oh, God. You know, come on. Listen, you're white boys. You know. Our mamas.
Mamo.
We love our mamas.
Mamo.
We love our mamas. No, you're a white guy. You love your mothers. look at Mike. Take a look now. Buzz is
another contestant out, please.
Buzz has got on the Atari computer there the picture of Jessica, contestant number three.
Right. I think that photograph speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm. Really? Guys, no BS. You got to hit www.donamikefans.com. And if these are the only three contestants we have, this is one of the best contests we have ever had.
It's already a success. Overwhelming success.
You got to check it out. And your vote counts. Hello, Bob. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'm calling because I don't have a computer anymore. It kind of got taken away. I was wondering if you could describe this beautiful, allegedly beautiful Christmas tree.
Well, the girl with the tree.
Let me just say, all three girls. Buzz, why don't you describe, why don't you go from one to three and describe all three that we've got up there thus far?
Well, we're still waiting for a picture for Jen, so I would have to describe her from memory, but or mammary, as the case may be. But we have the first and the third contestants are up, and that was Jessica was the third contestant, and...
No, that's Jen.
Right, no, that's... Oh, that's Jen there? These are all out of order.
But the big ones are Jessica.
Yeah. So the one with Jen is the Santa Claus and the ornament. That's
yes.
the one I painted.
Right. Then and there's Jessica.
Jessica with the tree and the candy cane.
And then go. Then the third girl should be Kelly.
To number right. one.
Go see, back.
This is where it has problems.
All right, go back.
See?
What does it say? Error?
It says error, yeah.
All right, well, we'll get it worked out. I just want to say something. I just want to say that's...
Those two pictures alone are worth the trip.
Yeah, but don't vote until you've seen the pictures, until they get the website figured out.
Absolutely.
To get the pictures of all the girls up there.
And if you want to really know what you're looking at there, Kelly has the Santa Claus and the snowman. Jen has the Santa Claus and the Christmas ornament. And Jessica has the candy cane and the Christmas tree.
And, Bob, I'll tell you this. They're gigantic.
And they're just... Real.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful, bountiful, bouncing, titanic, fun flesh.
Who took away your computer?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's what I want to know.
Hello.
About that Billboard Music Awards?
Yeah.
You know, one of the really disturbing things was they had Aaron Carter up there, the little brother of one of those Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And he's up there talking like he's black, and the kid's 9 years old.
Do we have that?
He's like, you know, we'd be up here, we were doing our thing, and we'd just like to introduce NSYNC for y'all.
It pisses me off. All right, let's go to Godsmack. I like Godsmack. Let me just hear what they had to say. They're somewhat irreverent. Number five. Let's hear if they were held to the same jive standards.
Wow. This is quite a surprise here. Of course, again, we want to thank the fans more than anybody because without them, this band or any band wouldn't exist. We want to thank our family and friends. We want to thank Monty and Avery at Republic Universal Records.
The Boston boys?
Yeah, you got to love the Boston accent, right?
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have got the plugs of radio that we got. And I just want to say we're all really honored to be here tonight with all these amazing artists. This has been a great time. Thank you very much.
All right, well, that was cool. That was cool. I like Godsmack. Go to cut six, Shaggy. Now, what award did Shaggy win?
Artist of the Year, I
think. Artist of the Year. Please, kiss my ass. That stinks worse than R.J. Diaz. Oh, Shaggy is the Artist of the Year. Please. Here's the Shag Man.
What's up?
Yeah.
You're hugging on my thing there, Lewis. What up, man?
Hey, let me say, first of all, thanks to God for this talent that he... Bless me with, man.
Oh, please, that
Look.
Is
that there. You don't get a more arrogant statement than that.
What talent?
What? It's the talent that God blessed him with.
If you listen to that song, I don't have it down here anymore. That song. It's the other guy that's singing. You're my angel. You're my darling.
Right.
All Shaggy does is go. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The producer, yeah. Don't you know?
Yeah. He performed the It Wasn't Me song, but that also has the same singer on it.
Yeah, right. So it wasn't me.
Yeah, the other guy's got a nice voice, and he's...
Here's Shaggy.
And I'd also like to give thanks, because it's not often that we get to be in the forefront of things like that as a reggae act, you know what I mean? Happy that they give us... We get to collect these things in front of everybody, you know what I'm saying? That's real good.
Be reading.
I get thanks for that in this business.
Oh, Shaggy.
Yeah. I'd like to thank my Big Yard family for their support, all the producers and all the guest artists on the Hot Shot album that made it possible.
Yeah, there you go, bingo. All the producers,
right,
and all the Hot Shot artists, meaning everybody except Shaggy himself. All right, then, you know what? I'm going to go past Lil Romeo and Mark McGrath. Let's go right to Matthew McConaughey, cut number 18.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you a man who's just not right.
Now, do you think he, now Matthew McConaughey, this is the same guy that they found, dancing naked and partying, right?
Smoking a bong.
Yeah.
Here he is last night. You tell me if you can understand what the hell Matthew McConaughey is talking about. Here he is.
It's about 1 o'clock in the morning in 1983. I'm 14 years old, and my brother shakes me awake saying, "Hey, man, you got to come out to the car and hear something."
And we go outside, we get in his 81 Camaro, and we start rocking to this new album that he just got. The music was aggressive. It was raw, elbow greased, in-your-face rock and roll with rhythm. It's the kind of songs you like the first time you hear them, you love the second time, and you sing along the third time.
All right, up to this point, he's making sense.
Lucid. Yeah, he's completely lucid.
You're relating to the fact that he's right. talking about, hey.
Does he lose it at a certain point?
Well, just listen, you tell me if I'm overreacting or not, but right. I watched this last night, and we got some instant feedback.
So up to this point, you're with him, right?
Yeah. I mean, who can't relate to the fact that you're working on your car and you hear a song for the first time? You go, goddamn, great song.
3 hours later, when we turned off the ignition and went to bed, I was a fan of this guy my brother called Cougar. The same guy. Same guy whose mama named him John Mellencamp. Now, for me, this music was what any good rock and roll should be. It was a visceral experience that you can't really explain, but you just feel it in your loins.
Okay, now right there, that's the beginning of it. I mean, you
feel it in your loins.
Well, you feel it in your balls?
Yeah, but pretty much is what he's saying.
I mean, you listen.
It speaks to his genitalia.
You listen to John Mellencamp and you feel it in your nuts?
I've always understood loins to be down in the nether region.
Right, me too.
Very good.
It felt good.
Yeah.
Now, at 14 years old, when I went to school, I was trying to pull off some of John's lines on the freshman girls, like, make me feel like a man after all. I want to put my kicking mule into your stall. Yeah. John, he's a romantic. He was my poet.
All right, now, so up to this point, he still hasn't lost me.
Wow, okay. This is good.
He's a little out there, but he hasn't lost me yet.
Loins, and now he's quoting the lyrics.
You gotta wait till he, just wait till he talks about making his bed.
Okay.
Okay, that's the point where he loses me.
All right, very good.
Okay.
Now, I was experiencing his music as he made it. I was growing up with him, and I was watching him grow. He's the only musician I've ever listened to who I believe has been speaking to me. It's like he's been reading my mail. His music let me know that I wasn't the only kid in the world who was trying to believe in something.
All right, there's the beginning right there. John Mellencamp's music is just speaking just to Matthew McConaughey. But again, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe a lot of people identify with an artist and they feel that way.
Right. Maybe he was, sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze.
But I wasn't the only kid in the world who was confused, bored, and running away from myself. He believes that the birth of something is when it's most beautiful. That children don't grow up to know better, they grow up to know worse. He takes life seriously. He'll tell you straight out, man, I got two moods. I'm either pissed off or I'm all right, but I ain't never happy. He believes blood is thicker than water and worth more than a dollar bill. He says life ain't easy, and if you do things your own way and you give a damn, you will pay a high price. But if you're honest, your pillow will be your peace of mind. John believes in the American dream.
Okay, again now.
I'm still with him, Don.
He's not nutty yet.
Right? He hasn't lost it yet.
Just wait, okay. Please. And maybe I'm overreacting when I heard it last night, but I thought towards the end he gets nutty.
I mean, your pillow be peace of mind means you sleep well at night. Very simple.
Mm-hmm. For you, for me, for himself, and all of those out there who've never even had a chance to dream about it. He says, hold on to your ideals. Stay strong and don't sell your soul to the devil in the name of greed and instant gratification. Now, don't misunderstand me. John Mellencamp is not a preacher. Instead of talking about religion, instead of talking about politics, he's singing about culture and humanity. And he'll be the first to say, hey, man, it's about the message, not the messenger. I sing about how it's supposed to be, not how I am. John knows that we're all sinners. And as quick as he is to condemn, he'll forgive just as soon on one condition, that you're doing the best you could do. He challenges hypocrisy. He will not accept
sleepwalking. Hold on. Okay. Now I gotta tell you. All right.
He sounds like
we're talking about a singer here.
Right.
Okay?
And he's talking about
what he's doing right now. He's going into the land of overblowing.
It's weird. He's deifying him a little bit.
Yeah,
he's
a little
making
too much,
him.
A,
you know. It sounds like a
John has done this. John has done this. Right. John is God.
Like remember, John has written ROCK in the USA.
Sounds like a crazy TV pitch man. Right.
He's starting to lose me. Right now.
Okay, here we go. Like that, who's like Ernest Angley?
Yeah.
One of these guys. Okay.
Through this life. And he asked us to be accountable because Judgment Day is going to come. Now, whether that was September 11th or when you move on from this life.
All right, hold it. Stop right there. All right, what he's doing right now, he's turning John Cougar into Jesus.
A religious figure.
Yeah, no.
And I don't dig that.
And now we're going to get into the September 11th. And
all right.
Talk about the bed. About the sheets on your bed.
Okay.
Okay.
Just so you know, you're not. I'm coming along for the ride here.
And I'm sitting here watching this, and I'm thinking, what has John Cougar written that's been so stirring? Little Pink Houses for You and Me?
Yes.
A Ain't That America, The Land of the Free, R.O.C. I mean, they're good songs, but please.
He will not accept sleepwalking through this life. And he asked us to be accountable because Judgment Day is going to come.
There we go.
Now, whether that was September 11th or when you move on from this life, you better take inventory right now so when you do get there, you don't realize in vain that, hey, man, the bed's made, but there's no sheets on it. What is the value?
I don't know. I don't either. What?
Back it up, Rob.
The bed's made, but there are no sheets on it.
His what? Bed's made with no sheets on it.
What? 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 What?
Okay. I told you that's where he loses me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. We're with you.
Accountable because Judgment Day is going to come.
We're going to have, you know.
Whether that was September 11th or.
What?
We're going to have our listeners, you know, they're going to call in and explain it to us. You know,
when you move on from this life, you better take inventory right now so when you do get there, you don't realize in vain that, hey, man, the bed's made, but there's no sheets on it. What is the value? What's the value left in love and happiness? When you're sleeping with your back to your loved one and you can't tell your best buddy that you love him. A world without color is a world without sound. So you get with it, enjoy every single day in this full catastrophe of life, because the pendulum will continue to swing.
Hey, with all due respect, F you. Was I right? Did I tell you?
Yeah,
it's like,
F you.
He starts out just introducing John Mellencamp.
Sanctimonious bastard. I'm sorry.
Laugh and a tear. And you know what? That's as good as it gets for us.
I mean, I know he's talking about John Cougar, but really,
there ain't no reason to stop trying. That's John Mellencamp.
Whatever.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, even if you do are able to explain it and accept it, remember, this is an award show on Fox. No,
and wait,
there's
hold
no
on,
place
hold
for
on.
This.
This is another nut. This is another preachy movie actor, okay,
yeah,
that somehow is going to come out on TV, tell me the way it is, you know, that he's got it all figured out. He's
right.
Doing it. After September 11th, you find out you're in your bed. But you got the sheets aren't there.
It's just,
and you're laying next to you with your back to the one you love,
and you can't tell your buddy that you love him.
Ellie?
He's telling everybody what's wrong. Shut up!
Shut up. And you're right about this with the John Mellencamp stuff. Yeah, he's an okay singer.
He's
but,
doing this.
But yeah, this John, is. John has always preached love to do the correct thing.
You know, one thing we can do on this show, we can find the bad in everybody. And let me tell you right now, what I think he's doing, he's using John Cougar. John Mellencamp.
Cougar.
He's using this complimentary intro of John Mellencamp for his excuse to say, man, let me tell you, I'm just so slick. I got it all figured out, and I'm going to tell you what it is right now, baby.
You had to see the visual that he's got the microphone like this.
Holding it.
And he's holding it with both hands like he is strangling it, like he is one of those...
televangelists.
Yeah, like a TV evangelist as he's walking around. And on September 11th, when you wake... back it up to the part about the sheets in the bed.
Yeah.
Because right there, that's when I said, you know, we're not wasting 4 hours taping this stupid show. There's something right there. Let's try it.
From this life, you better take inventory right now. So when you do get there, you don't realize in vain that, hey, man, the bed's made, but there's no sheets on it.
Just say something about a guy like this. You know, are we all in agreement? Life is not necessarily all that easy for a lot of people. And one thing you don't need to do when you're trying to muddle through, trying to do the best you can, is having this F come up and make you feel bad because, you know, you're not him.
Young actor.
Hey,
right.
Listen, douchebag, I got news for you. Before I started making a decent living, a lot of times if I was lucky enough to have a mattress,
right,
I slept on a mattress with those sheets on it.
There you go.
And a lot of times I slept on a pull-out sofa bed that had no sheets on it, and a lot of times I slept on the freaking floor.
You know, I don't disagree with a lot of what he says, if that's what John Mellencamp's message is. I'm in agreement with a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. What I don't like is having somebody tell me that that's the way it is.
And Matthew McConaughey's nuts. He's just supposed to come out and say, John Cougar, and if it was a singer who had influenced his life?
Yeah.
Well, good. But, I mean,
what he's saying is, like, you know, I like this guy.
And he has to be accountable because Judgment Day is going to come.
Listen to him. Listen.
Now, whether that was September 11th or when you move on from this life, you better take inventory right now so when you do get there, you don't realize in vain that, hey, man, the bed's made, but there's no sheets on it. What's the value left in love and happiness?
See, I think he makes a lot of sense. What he's doing is he's saying, this is, hey, man, let me tell you something, Ellie. This is the guy that I thought was great.
So yeah. I'm going to make him into God because I liked him. Because I could. The musician that I like is not just a good musician. He's God.
Hello, Mark. Don and Mike show. Hello. Robbie, I know we got a break. Hello, Mark. Hi.
How's it going, guys?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, great to hear you. In New York here.
Thanks.
I'm gay, by the way. And this is definitely secret gay speak.
Really? You think he's gay for John?
Oh, absolutely. Like, he's talking about, like, sleeping with his back to his buddy.
Yeah?
And do it without the sheet.
I love it. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike.
This is two punts.
We got to move on. Mike, hello.
Mike. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, don't be taking a homo callers now.
Get out of here.
This man has the sheets.
Okay, we got a guy who says he knows what he's saying, but I'll give you 30 seconds because we're up on a break. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, I think I know what he's saying. He's saying that Judgment Day comes, the bed's made, there's no sheets on it. That means that when Judgment Day comes and your life is over, it looks like your life is complete and final and full and finished. But if you didn't prepare for Judgment Day, you don't have sheets on the bed. You haven't prepared what's underneath the end of your life.
I don't doubt that was a fine attempt to explain it, but I still don't get it.
And it's a gay reference.
He had the second thing going there.
Bye.
And bye. See you later. Oh, you didn't even use all 30 seconds I had allotted for you, so I could squeeze one more call in.
There it is.
I'm sorry.
There it is, Billy.
Stay there. We'll be back. Girls, more girls for the boob contest. Get online, www.donandmikefans.com, and vote for your favorite boobs. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building. Great.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, that's your national number. 877-365-3636 for the Don and Mike Show. Love you, D.C. 202-432-1067. Much love to New York City also. 877-692-1027.
You!
Here's Don and Mike. Bring the girls in.
All right.
Got more entrants for the contest.
Very good.
Hello, Amy, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I just emailed a picture for you guys. I don't think it's up yet, but it's somebody's got it.
Well, I think he emailed it to Joe.
Yeah, Jonathan.
But the deal is, yeah, Joe was just telling me he got the email of the picture of, allegedly of your breast. We can't take any email pictures. You had to actually come down to be in the contest today.
Yeah, I know, and I couldn't because my boyfriend and I had a big argument about that, and he wasn't comfortable with me coming down there and letting everybody grope my breasts and looking at them and everything.
Well, there would be no groping. No.
Well, we can all look at it now anyway because you already said...
Well, no, because I wanted you guys to paint them for me, but...
Oh, well, see, Buzz would be doing the painting.
And no groping, just gentle stroking.
But Joe, do you have the picture of the girl's breast?
Yeah, it's on my computer, and her boyfriend's got nothing to worry about. It's very nice.
Oh, all right, thank you.
Well,
right,
part of the problem is he works with his stepdad.
Yeah.
And he didn't really want everybody to know that,
you mean your
on the internet.
Your boyfriend's stepdad works here?
No, somebody who works at your station.
That's what I mean.
Over at the depot in Sterling.
Yeah, my stepfather works at Home Depot in Sterling.
Yeah, he works with them.
He works with who? With your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
So what?
Yeah.
He just didn't want any of his coworkers.
You didn't come down, contest. Goodbye.
I'd like to see the picture, though. Now, we have two more girls. And I know everybody's waiting to comment on Matthew McConaughey, but frankly, we have to get back to this contest. Who's next? Step on up and hi. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Where are you from?
Fairfax.
Now, are your boobs painted like Christmas ornaments yet?
No.
They're going to be painted as we speak in here.
Yes.
And who will be doing the painting for you?
Angela,
oh. Come over here, Angela.
Step up, Angela.
Girl on girl.
Now, why? We have two guys in here, too. We have another girl and two guys.
Either him or Buzz.
The backup painter right there.
Oh, a backup painter.
Now, are you going to have one? Yeah, you know what? She should probably have two people doing her boobs at once.
Yeah, okay, very good.
So you're going to have this girl and this guy.
Now, are you two together? I mean, what is the relationship here? What's that? This is your wife? So your husband and your girlfriend are going to paint your boobs. Right. Wonderful. Okay, now it makes sense.
Well, okay, well, yeah, you better take your shirt off.
Yeah, take your shirt. Get right to it. We're running desperately short of time here.
And everybody, don't forget, these pictures will be on DonandMikeFans.com.
Whoa.
Another bounty.
One of, you know, those big sweaters, they always, I tell you, you have to watch out for them. Yeah. And look at your husband, proud as a peacock in here, right?
Another bounty.
Wow, here we go.
Wow, look at your wife's right. Doctors.
Oh, my.
Look
and, whoa.
Look at your wife's boobs.
There they are.
Okay, have a seat.
All right, sit down, relax.
Lisa, Joe, can you get them some paints and get them going while they're going? Let's meet our next contestant.
Hi there. Enter and sign in, please. What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, where are you from?
Rockville.
Now, Lisa, this guy is the Randy Moss lookalike. Have you been told that you look like Randy Moss?
I've been told that a number of times.
I mean, you look
like... My God, you look like a dead ringer for Randy.
A dead ringer for Randy Moss.
That's incredible.
I don't play as good as him. My name is Majestic. I'm actually from Baltimore.
Hi, Majestic.
Majestic.
To assist in the painting of the boobs.
What a wonderful name that is. Oh.
And would you mind if Majestic painted one and Buzz painted the other?
No, I guess not.
Yeah, I mean, just to help with this
process.
The speed process.
Yeah, absolutely. Can we get another chair in here, perhaps, for...
Here you go.
Right for
here.
Majestic.
There you go. Majestic is a redhead.
No, Majestic is
oh, wait, Majestic brother. Is the Randy Moss lookalike. Yeah.
What's your first name again, the redhead?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Okay.
All right, let's get it all straight. And your name, ma'am, right over here getting it. What's her name?
Jennifer.
Okay, all right. Jennifer is contestant number 5. And Lisa is contestant number 6.
No. No, we've only had... This is number 4 and number 5, Mike.
So number 4 is Jennifer, and number 5 is Lisa. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lisa, you want to take your shirt off, please.
And there, 15 people just came into the studio here.
Okay, here you go. Let's see what bounty we have.
All right, Lisa looks like she's... Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My God, what breasts we've had here
what
today.
Beautiful tease today.
Unbelievable.
Great tea.
Wow.
Now, Buzz, we need you to come in and help.
Because right. You're going to do, I think, Majestic is going to do a lefty, and Buzz is going to do righty.
Is that okay with you, Majestic?
Buzz can do the left one, and I'll work on the right one.
All right.
Oh, you're going to work on the right one.
Okay, so very good. Now, did you bring your own paint, Majestic?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. All right, great.
And now, meanwhile, what's happening over here?
Oh, I haven't even been paying attention to Jennifer over here with her husband and her girlfriend.
Mike, can you move Mike 3 close in there?
There you go.
Okay, just how's it going over there?
Good.
Is the paint cold? The paint is a little cold.
It's cold in here.
It's hot outside. Honey. Oh, now look at your husband's painting with his fingers. Yeah. You can do that at home on your own time, sir.
Very good. Now, let me ask you, you husband, what's your first name?
Jeremy,
do you and Jennifer, and your name, ma'am?
Angela.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys do the threesome thing very often, or what? Come on, Jeremy.
I'm not going to answer that.
Do you do that? Occasionally? I get that impression. I mean, this seems to be a very open relationship.
And Lisa, you obviously enjoy the hot interracial love, huh? With Majestic. How about that, Majestic, huh? You like the hot interracial love?
It's good, baby.
It's good.
No complaints thus far. Have you seen the painting?
Hey, Majestic, are those acrylics that you're going to be painting with there?
Oh, yes, I'm somewhat of a professional. I do.
All right. A professional body painter.
All right, we'll get the painting
going
here.
This giggling going
on. On the one side over here, the one on the left, your left, my right, that one's almost... Oh, no, is she going to do the area where the milk comes out? There you go. That's beautiful.
Here's a Jeremy is doing some sort of southwestern design there.
Or a little bit of Charlie Brown.
Yeah, almost looks like your wife's boob almost looks like Charlie Brown's sweater.
Very cool.
Meanwhile, Buzz has started on Lisa, and Majestic is doing this side.
And I see that Lisa has a Majestic tattoo.
Oh, really? Where does she have the tattoo?
On her left shoulder.
She does. Oh, Buzz, you doing a Christmas tree on Lisa?
Yes, by request. Another one of my...
Another Christmas tree.
And Majestic, what are you painting on Lisa?
I'm going to try and work Big Fat Santa in on here.
All right, Big Fat Santa.
Big Fat Santa Claus.
Very
Jeremy, what are you doing on your wife over there, buddy?
We're trying to do, like,
Christmas balls.
Christmas balls.
All right.
It appears that both these women involved in this have seen Jeremy's Christmas balls before.
So, Jeremy, when's the last time you had sex with both your wife and, what is your name, Angel?
Yeah.
They just made that up.
For the purpose of the radio.
Yeah, they just said, yeah.
When's the last time you had sex with both your wife and Angel?
Two weeks ago.
Wow. So do they do a lot of stuff and you watch, or do you just do both of them?
We all get very involved. Very interactive.
Very interactive? That's terrific.
How come you're not entering the contest, Angel?
I'm too shy.
Too shy.
You're not too shy to talk about three-way sex.
All right, good point.
No, I'm off on the shy type now.
Touche.
Fantastic.
Another girl is here?
Yeah.
Bring her in.
All right. Bring her in. This is like a dream show.
Sure is.
And listen, wait till you go to the website. Now, RJ, have we gotten the deal with the pictures worked out yet? Just scream your answer. Have we gotten them worked out?
Not yet, but the pictures are visible.
The pictures are what?
Pictures are visible. They're just not labeled correctly. 1, 2, 3.
I've got yellow down
there. All right, well, there you go. The pictures are visible, but they're just not labeled correctly.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Well, you know, that's why it's a good thing we're going to wait till tomorrow to declare a winner for the contest.
And I think, really, if our listeners had a choice, rather than having them labeled correctly, they'd rather see them sooner. So,
yeah, and they're up there now. Lisa, how do you feel about the big fat Santa on Righty and the Christmas tree buzz is doing on Lefty?
Fine.
Righty got no problem with
it. Right one's a little cold.
And our producer, Lisa, we have another contestant that's just come into the studio here. You want to enter and sign in, please?
We don't have room for you right now, but as soon as the threesome couple is done, we can put you in that chair.
Hi, what's your name?
Tiffany,
how are you?
Hi, where are you from?
Shane Silly.
Okay, now, are yours painted already?
No, they're not.
Oh, you want Buzz to paint them?
Whoever wants to, you can paint them.
All right. Oh, well, that would be Buzz.
Incredible.
That would be...
I like, look at that. The Angel has done a nice design on Jennifer there.
Angel, yeah, looks like you've spent some time with that breast, Angel.
That's good work.
No comment.
now, Majestic, hey, Lisa, turn around. Let me see what your boyfriend's doing.
Yeah, we haven't seen what he's doing. What your boyfriend's doing there.
Oh,
look at that. Now, that's great color.
Now, that's a pretty good job, Majestic. That's
terrific color.
He brought real acrylic, so it's working great.
That's pretty
working
professional.
Great, Beef.
It's working great, Beef. Okay, now, what we're going to have to do is, my God, Jeremy, what are you doing? You're painting your wife's entire... You're all the way up to her throat.
What is that, a little Santa hat there? A little elfin hat?
Very good.
We are going to let this go on while we go to break.
Very good.
When we come back, hopefully these girls will be done being painted. RJ will take their pictures. Then Tiffany can get painted. And then we'll be done. Then we're going to close out the contest.
Very good.
And you guys can vote on the internet. Before we go to break, let me ask, does any girl in here want to go for extra credit with a Christmas wreath?
Christmas wreath.
No.
Lisa?
Extra credit.
What, Lisa? I can't hear you.
It's totally subjective, Lisa. The extra credit is completely subjective. It's based on gaining favor with the judges.
There's no hair down
there. So far, Jen would be the only, Kelly, rather, would be the only contestant that...
she was our first girl.
...that got extra credit. Both with showing us the garden and painting...
Assisting
with Jessica's.
Yeah. So, Lisa, what do you think about the extra credit?
I don't know. What is it that...
Too much work.
Okay,
much
never mind. Work. Never mind.
Forget it.
Never mind.
I understand what she wants.
Never mind. You're doing fine, Ashton.
You're doing fine. Don't worry.
You're
about
doing
it.
Fine. Man, we got some beautiful big tees here today.
We do indeed. It's a wonderful day.
This is why Al Gore invented the internet.
Absolutely.
If only RJ can get those pictures up. Girls, you continue to be painted, and now, listen, as soon as they're done, RJ, take the pictures, immediately slap them on the website, and when we come back, Tiffany, you'll be the last girl in the chair to be painted by Buzz. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. They're breasts. Big deal.
Everybody's favorite doped-up, drunken, freeloading, major market losers.
Hi.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Listen, hot gutterball action tonight.
Go Bulls!
RSL. semi-pro bowling team. We go for two in a row.
Yeah.
And I believe that we have absolutely a guaranteed victory tonight.
We have. You did, and then I did, and then everybody did.
The Dynamite Gunner Ball take on, listen to the name of this group, Just People.
Just People.
Just People. That's tonight at 8 o'clock at our unofficial home lanes, the AMF Bowling Center in Annandale, Virginia. We'll see you there. Lisa is now having her breasts photographed by Raymond Diaz for the website.
And Majestic, her boyfriend, did a phenomenal job. And Buzz, once again, with another just perfect Christmas tree.
Although, Majestic, did you put the presents under the tree?
I didn't.
Yeah, he did a nice job.
Nice touch.
You want to take a look at this on the website.
Now, Lisa is taking a look at her breasts, and she approves.
That good, Lisa? You like that one?
The photographic excellence of Mr. R.J. Diaz.
Yeah. Now, Jeremy, how did things go for you and your wife? Everything, were you guys, and Angel, were you guys all happy come over here and step over to the mic, please. Were you happy with the process, how it ended up?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So, please. Just want to run home and have group sex, right? There you go.
We have another contestant. Her name is Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. How old are you, Tiffany?
Did we check your ID, Tiffany?
Yeah, I'm 22.
22. Very
okay.
Good. Fortunate.
Take your shirt off, please.
Here we go. No hesitation on Tiffany's part. Bingo. Oh, yes.
Yeah, now, look at that.
Absolutely.
See? Beautiful.
Bravo.
Tiffany, a little Katie Hudson-ish, I think.
Yeah, very well-proportioned.
Yeah. A little Heather Graham also.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cute.
I hear Heather Graham sometimes.
Yeah. You get Heather Graham a lot?
Yeah.
I don't think Heather Graham's got boobs like that, though. You got nice boobs.
Very nice.
I mean, Heather Graham has nice ones.
I think they're store-bought.
Yeah, I think so. That was the point I was trying to make. I think Heather Graham's are fake.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Buzz, why don't you get right to work on Tiffany's boobs?
I shall.
Now, the deal again is that this will bring the total of girls down in the contest to six.
Right.
And the deal was that you guys, and also us here, not only you guys listening, but us, we're not voting on the biggest ones, the prettiest ones. We're voting on
overall presentation.
The girls' boobs are being painted to look like Christmas ornaments, and in some cases like Christmas trees, in some cases like Santa Claus, like Frosty the Snowman.
For example, Majestic bringing in the acrylic paints, that's a leg up, because the work stands by itself. It really does.
And what you want to do is go to www.donandmikefans.com, where hopefully by sometime early this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
you'll have pictures of all six girls and their breasts, and you'll be able to vote there. We're going to have five votes total. Me, Mike, Buzz, Rob, and then you, the home audience.
Absolutely.
Your vote on the internet will count as well.
Now, Tiffany is the last contestant. Buzz, what are you going to be painting? Is it another Christmas tree?
No, I'm starting with a Christmas star on her left breast.
Very good.
And we're still debating what we're going to do on the other side.
All right, Buzz. Well, no pressure, but we're up against the clock here, Leonardo. Let's go to Rob. Hey, Rob, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, Rob. We're doing great.
All right, I'm the guy from the sewer down on Thompson and Canal. How's it going?
Oh, you get all that grease blown out from the Chinese restaurant?
Yeah. How you guys doing today?
Hey, you know what? Listen, I swear to God, if that guy hadn't had that thing stuck up his wiener,
right.
you would have been my choice to win that contest the other day.
I know, and I appreciate it, but you know what?
What?
You couldn't beat that one.
No. The guy had it done live on the air.
So are you in the sewer today?
Yeah, I might up now having lunch. I think I'd come up and give you guys a call.
Come up.
And you come up once in a while for ass.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, all of you guys out there, listen, you think you got a bad job. This guy has to go into a sewer every day.
Right.
And clean out the leavings from a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, like that has to blow out the pipes, isn't that right?
Yeah, we blow out the pipes because they drop everything into their sinks in the back of the kitchen.
Ugh.
And it clogs everything up.
What a freaking mess.
Man, that's tough.
Oh, yeah.
What a mess. Well, thank you for checking in, my friend.
All right, take care of yourself.
Okay, we'll see. Hey, is Mark there? Let's try Mark. Hey, Mark? If he's not there, I got plenty of others here. Hello, Zit.
Yeah.
Well,
on the mic, Radio Dogs.
Hi, Zit.
How you doing?
Any particular reason why they call you Zit?
I'm pussy.
He's pussy.
He's pussy.
Hey, I know why.
Incredible.
There's no sheets on the bed.
You what?
I know why there's no sheets on the bed.
Are you going to get back to the Matthew McConaughey thing?
Yeah, Spiewak stole him for his weekend wardrobe. Majestic, staying away from that fella.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right. Watch it, Majestic.
Majestic, did you get a chance to meet Rob?
What's up, man?
How are you, baby?
Hey.
There you go.
Good to see you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God.
Hello, Taylor. Hey. Taylor.
Yeah.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
What's going on?
Oh, we're watching girls get their breasts painted like Christmas ornaments, man.
Lucky sons of...
Yeah.
I had an idea for, I don't know what Matthew McConaughey was trying to say, but I just thought he sounded kind of like Elvis did when he lost it during that one concert.
He did? Yeah, he gets a little incoherent there towards the end.
Maybe there was a common cause for it, too.
Yeah, you never know. Well, right. Based on McConaughey's track record.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hello, Harvey out of Clinton, Maryland. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Harvey.
As Matthew McConaughey to John Mellencamp, I to you, sir. I wanted to know if Buzz needed any Vike or possibly some BCKB to help that stroke out.
Buzz, you need any assistance?
I'm doing well, thank you.
He's doing very well.
What was stroke looks good then.
What was the other one you mentioned besides Vike?
The British Columbia kind, but I get it imported.
What is that, a kind of Vicodin? What is it?
It's a kind of marijuana that is seedless as well as potent.
Seedless and potent.
And what's the name?
British Columbia kind, but indoor number 7.
Indoor number 7.
My God, drug speak.
Oh, Buzz, isn't it great?
Buzz, look for Buzz on the next month's copy of High Times.
Yeah, well, Buzz will be there.
Do that. We'll keep an eye out. Well, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Read my column.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
turn your radio down, please.
Sorry.
That's okay.
There you go. Now that you figured that out, how can we help you?
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm on live right now.
Are you guys see how exciting it is to do a live radio show, huh?
Yeah. Go ahead.
We've got a whole room full of people watching us. I mean, for some reason,
hey, when you guys took a picture of Buzz's hand earlier, did it make, like, the blurry motion?
See, the thing is, I bet when you guys listen to us, you think that we're in here having great fun and that all right. of this is pre-orchestrated.
No.
Now you see what it's really like.
What were you saying there?
He hung up.
Dumbass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Oh, please, stop it.
It is nice to have witnesses for this so people don't know that we're lying.
Buzz, you got about 2 minutes to finish painting Brittany up, Tiffany up there. I got Brittany on the brain.
Brittany.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Hi.
All right, McConaughey at the end of that thing, I mean, when Mellencamp came out, it looked like he was ready to give him oral pretty much.
And yeah.
The funniest part was when he builds it up like he's some great icon, and then all of a sudden Mellencamp comes out and he's just like, brrr. It was horrible.
Yeah. And you know, yeah, we didn't get a chance to play. We have the Mellencamp follow-up.
Oh, we do have Mellencamp coming out on stage?
To the lead-in.
Is he doing that hit that he's trying to break? Yeah, that he's done like on every award show?
No.
He came out and did actually a pretty nice thank you. I thought he was very well balanced.
No, he just came out and said thanks.
Yeah.
That was it. There was no crap from John Mellencamp.
That's nice.
Hello, Keith.
Hey.
Las Vegas, hello.
Hey, guys. I was watching on the news last night. They were saying you could come down and buy tickets to go see that. So just about any schlub with $50 or daddy's credit card could come in.
Oh, you mean that billboard? That billboard award show?
Yeah, that's why, you know, everybody, I mean, they just let anybody in.
You know, for my money, if you're going to talk about a music award show, the MTV Movie Awards are the...
It's pretty good.
That's the funniest show, it really is.
Hey, Liz, what are you doing over there? What are you doing here?
Lisa?
I'm Lisa. I got all the names. What are you doing, Lisa? I'm
trying to make it dry so I can put my shirt on without ruining
Okay,
it.
Take your time.
Well, that's okay. It's fun just to see Lisa over there just doing her hands like that in front of her big knockers.
No problem.
Hello, Mark.
Look like you're sitting on a porch on a warm summer day.
Hello, Mark. Don and Mike
gentlemen.
Show.
Hey. How are you, gentlemen?
We're fine, thank you.
Even though I may be just people, I think I may understand what Mr. McConaughey is trying to say.
All right, very quickly.
Sheets on the bed, you make your bed and you lie in it. And there's also the undertones that he's a pillow biter, obviously.
Okay, that's another gay reference, right?
And it's just in. I hear he's going on tours of churches and bathhouses, making a sermon, and then he will actually crucify John Mellencamp live at Giant Stadium Christmas Eve.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Buzz, you about done with Tiffany?
Yeah, wrapping it up.
I have Tiffany's roommate online. Is your roommate named Mark? Tiffany? Honey, you gotta speak up.
Yes.
Yeah, here he is. Hi, Mark.
Hey there.
Now, are you platonic roommates or are you lovers?
We're
just really close roommates.
No.
Have you ever had...
Wait, hold on. Tiffany, how would you describe the relationship with this guy?
Very far away. Very far
apart. I can prove it.
How can you prove it?
Don't they look like quarters?
Well, they look like quarters. Mm-hmm.
No.
Pink quarters, come on.
No, they don't look like pink quarters.
And you could have, you could have seen her breasts and still not have an intimate relationship with her.
Has Mark ever seen your breasts?
Accidentally, perhaps?
Accidentally a couple times.
Accidentally a couple of times.
Accidentally a couple of times, like you're not making pancakes topless every morning.
Have you ever accidentally seen his stuff?
Maybe.
Let me ask this question as delicately as I can. Have you seen it in a state of slumber or in a state of full attention?
Both.
Both?
Oh.
Well, now.
Okay, well, wow. Then come on. The cat's out of the bag.
We're knocking our door. Of course, if he was like, how old is Mark?
22.
Roughly 22. He's like most 22-year-old guys. You're talking about pretty regular.
Yeah, all the
J-O-ing.
Did you catch him J-O-ing?
No.
Then how would you see him? How would you possibly see him when he was 10 hunt?
Oh, well, he was in his room with his friend Nate and doing something.
Wait, what are you, a fagula?
No. She was in there, too. Come on.
Well, wait a minute. Now, what's going on here?
Hold on. You're in your room with your friend Nate and you've got a stiffy?
Right to the chase here. Have you, in fact, been intimate with Tiffany?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And Tiffany, have you been intimate with this guy?
A while ago, yeah.
A while ago. Oh, okay, Tiffany.
A long time ago.
Long time ago in a land far, far away.
Goodbye. You can do so much better, Tiffany.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we take the picture, RJ? Let's get the lights up.
Let's take the picture.
Buzz, now, what did you end up doing on Tiffany there?
A Christmas star and a Santa face this time.
Very nice. Beautifully done, I might say, as the pictures get taken. Hello, Tom, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Tom from Just People.
Hi, Tom. Oh, from the bowling team, right?
Yeah, I was calling to wish you guys good luck tonight and say, Buzz, we're counting on you.
Okay.
Just people.
Right. Do what I can, sir. Tiffany, before we let you go here, there is no Christmas wreath decoration that you'd like to show us at all?
No.
Okay. That's the choice of the girl.
No extra credit for Tiffany.
All right, so RJ, you got all the pictures. Now, really, don't BS me. How long do you think until all the pictures are up on the website?
I'm going to put the pictures up before I leave the station.
Okay, but give me a time frame.
Before the show is over.
Before the show is over.
Very good.
All right. Thank you, RJ.
Thanks, and thank all of you.
Counting on that. Yes, Mike. Yeah, you're all wonderful. Wow. Look at this. I love this. I love all the painted breasts everywhere.
Just terrific. Just people.
So nice. Yeah. It's great.
Just people.
Hello, Mark. Are you there? Mark? Oh, never mind, Mark. We got a break anyway. Get a call 100. Well, let's thank you, all of you. We're not going to be announcing the winner until tomorrow.
So you all have to wait by your radios tomorrow to find out who the big winner is.
Because we're going to wait and let all of the tape-delayed markets vote on the Internet also. So you can get your friends to go to DonnaMikeFans.com and vote for you as well. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Randy Moss.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Angel. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you. All you know, get out of here.
Go have group sex.
Everybody's got to clear out. You know, there was no sex today, but this studio smells of sex.
It does indeed.
It does.
There were paints intermingling with bodily fluids.
Fantastic. Oh, and the girls are wet. Okay, Rob. Okay, 877-365-3636. So we run late today. 202-432-1067 and 877-692-1027. Caller 100 right now. We got some stuff for you. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They still hate books. Don and Mike.
All right, listen, before we get a quick, very brief news update from Buzz.
Just brief.
Want to mention gutterball action tonight, AMF lanes in Annandale, Virginia. You want to go to www.donandmikefans.com. Check out all six girls who had their breasts painted to look like Christmas ornaments. Vote, because your vote counts. We'll announce the winner on tomorrow's show of which girl gets the Mercedes-Benz key.
Ooh, baby.
Also tomorrow on the show, Mike and I will celebrate our 16th anniversary.
Yay. Yes, we will be painting our breasts.
We do have some pretty funny tapes from when we first started working together.
Oh, that ought to be interesting.
Also tomorrow on the show, live WWF-er Trish Stratton. Stratus.
Yeah.
She's one of those girl wrestlers.
And I don't know if you've done it before, but I sure like WWF-er.
Also tomorrow, Alex Carroll, the guy who's written books about beating speeding tickets. He's written another one. Everybody loves calling when he comes on the show.
Very good.
And we're going to be giving away second row WWF tickets tomorrow and the WWF Vengeance ringside chair.
All right.
So we got a ton of stuff here now with a very brief news update is Buzz.
I just want to tell you that the Miami Herald says the reason the feds went to OJ's house this week is because they had him on one of their wiretap tapes saying he'd like to score some ecstasy for himself and for one of his lady friends. OJ's lawyer denies this. He says his client doesn't do drugs, and he says the best they have is that OJ's name was mentioned in passing by one of the people on the tapes.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Here's his lawyer, Donald Ephraim.
They also arrested an anthrax hoaxer today who was sending envelopes to abortion clinics, so I want to tell you about that as well. And
shoot him.
In sports, they're talking about making Marty Schottenheimer no longer the general manager of the Washington Redskins. The Washington Times says Dan Snyder's thinking about removing him from that part of his job.
Yeah, way to go, Dan. Shake it up during the middle of the season.
Do you think?
And finally, in Germany, a City Hall Santa Claus is in trouble for allegedly slapping a boy and locking him in a broom closet. The 9-year-old boy.
who was it? Kris Kringle Spiewak?
German Santa. The 9-year-old boy says Santa locked him in the dark closet for several minutes.
Let me out, Santa.
Santa denies all this.
Sinterklaas.
The 55-year-old Santa reportedly lost his patience when a group of kids taunted him about what he might be wearing under his Santa suit.
Scheißkopf, all of you into the closet.
Danke schön.
Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're back.
No. All right, so I gave you the rundown for tomorrow, right? And everybody, don't forget, you got to hit the website, www.donandmikefans.com, to check out the 6 girls who have their breasts painted. All the breasts are beautiful. Vote for your favorite. Your votes, along with our votes, will determine the winner of the Mercedes-Benz key on tomorrow's show. The Mercedes-Benz, the C230 compressor coupe, the hottest car this Christmas for Mercedes. We're giving away the car a week from Friday. Thank you to AT&T and Simply Wireless. Hit their website, www.simplywireless.com. Please join Mike O'Mara, currently in therapy, and the Crap Blues Band.
This is part of my therapy, Don.
For their holiday Crap Fest in beautiful Annandale, Virginia, at Main Street USA this Saturday night at 9 p.m. Y'all come out, please. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name, my friend?
Yeah, my name is Adam.
Adam, where are you from?
I'm from Arlington, Virginia.
Adam, oh, here you go. I hope you like the wrestling.
Yes, I do.
Because, my friend, you have third row tickets. You go to WWF SmackDown Live, first SmackDown of the new year.